B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Happy, happy, happy Friday. Yes, it's Friday. Happy Friday across the Delaware Valley. December the 3rd. Oh, the weekend. The holiday weekend. It's nice. Love our December holiday weekends. We have reached it. And we have a scintillating football game on Sunday. Eagles and Jets. And there's actually a lot of subtext to it that we got to get into. Really, really interesting stuff. Jeff McClain had an inquiry that we want to talk about. We're live at Name This Restaurant and Sports Bar. Now, just a little FYI, my man John, who's the owner of Name That Sports Bar, not feeling well. So we're gonna a little under the weather. So we're gonna have an announcement next week for the name and everything else. So just an FYI, because the place is looking great. It's got, you know, there's an artist who's fantastic. Anthony's amazing. He's another Anthony. The place looks great, man. It's really coming. Looks dynamite. All kinds of cool stuff. Like, you got to get here. It's a great spot. 2900 Street Road right here in Bensalem as we get to hang out here. It's our Friday haunt, our pregame show, Sunday haunt. So lots of fun hanging at the Name That Restaurant Sports Bar. It's Cuz Ready with the Chunis. All right, Chunis, the big story today on Action News, as we do, is a story by Jeff McClain. Now, according to Jeff, I'm going to read this to you. This is very interesting. Jeffrey Lurie is said to believe in Jalen Hurts, but Howie's assessment less confident. Two independent sources familiar with their thinking told Jeff, the Eagles may have no other choice to ride with Hurts next season. Draft obviously still ways out. We know about some of the names and prospects. There could be some other names like Rodgers and Wilson and Deshaun Watson. But this is the stuff that's interesting to me. So Jeff writes, he says the Eagles did preliminary work on Deshaun Watson. We're open to the possibility of a transaction with the Texans, even in light of multiple sexual assault allegations, sources said. While this would seem to go against Jeffrey Lurie's edict, Hurts would have either left in the exchange or dropped on the depth chart. A move of such magnitude couldn't occur without owner approval. In fact, Lurie was believed to be the driving force behind his team's interest, the two sources familiar with his thinking said. Quote, Jeffrey has his principles, an NFL source who worked for the Eagles said, until it comes to quarterbacks. So that is a huge story, fascinating story. It also confirms that this is a Jeffrey Lurie production. Now, listen, I've been telling you this for a while. It all stems back to having covered them a long time and knowing a lot of the principles for a long time. You know, he strikes gold with Andy Reid, right? Like, they had a really good working relationship. Joe Banner's there. Joe was, you know, basically worked on Jeffrey's behalf and, you know, Andy, and they had their way. And Jeffrey was a part of it. And, you know, Jeffrey became, especially since when he left really making films and stuff, and really devoted to football, he really took a daily, was a part of the whole operation on a daily basis. And then it all happens, and then he makes the move with Andy and Joe and the whole thing, and he brings in Chip Kelly. And we know the story, right? Chip Kelly basically tells Jeffrey Lurie, nah, you want me, it's my way or the highway, sit in the corner, right? He banished Howie across the room in the NovaCare, across the other side of the building. He told Jeffrey to just be quiet and let me run it, which is why when he got fired, it didn't matter, right? Like, he wasn't going to finish the season. They couldn't wait to get rid of him. So he gets rid of Chip Kelly, and we know the story, right? He's He needs a new coach. He's talking to different guys. He seeks Andy's, you know, counsel. Andy, you know, suggests Doug Peterson. They go and win the Super Bowl. And from that moment, that was validation for Jeffrey to say, look, you know, we're going to make sure that we're going to run this thing the way we want to run it. We're not going to be beholden to these outside forces. We know what we're doing. We've followed, you know, we've been involved in the game for long enough. So that's where you see Jeffrey, who takes a very, very large control of this team. Like his word is the end all when it comes to quarterbacks. You know, he's got to sign off all that stuff. First round picks, right? Second round pick. Like when it comes to the draft, when it comes to any high price free agents, they all has to have the owner's stamp of approval. So I know, you know, we always, you know, talk about Howie, but this is it's not unlike a movie, right? It's a Jeffrey Lurie production, and the quarterback is who's quarterback in the Eagles is Jeffrey Lurie production. He's got his son Julian, who is a part of the deal. You know, we know about how much stock that they'll put into the analytics department and Alec Hallabee. That's been chronicled by Jeff McClain, right? And some of the other writers, Zach Berman, who will join us from The Athletic. They talked about the analytics department as like this, and they described it as a black ops sort of department. So, you know, I'm just giving you, this is the power structure, and this is how it's done. And I think when they look at going forward, I think it's pretty obvious. I think there's some prospects out there. I don't know that there's a prospect that could step right in and go, oh, my God, here's the guy. Now, there's always quarterbacks and there's always guys that are going to succeed. And I don't know if is it Carson Strong, is it Kenny Pickett, right? Is it Malik Willis? I don't know. The other guys I'm not really too fond of. Those three, I think, have a decent shot. But again, they're far from a lock. They're far from top of the draft talent, where, you know, it would be a reach from that perspective. And then we know the other part of it, which is Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, and whatever happens with Deshaun Watson. So you'll have those three out there at some point, you figure. And I don't know. Russ said he would waive his no trade to come to Philadelphia. So, you know, is it one of those three? Do you draft it? Or again, the other option, which I think is pretty realistic, and if I had to bet on one of the three options, I think it's even money. It's certainly a co-favorite, and that would be Jalen gets his second year. I think that would be a co-favorite along with signing a veteran. I think the drafting of a quarterback would be the third option. Although they're all pretty even in the odds. Good morning, Tunis.
What's going on, Ann? How are you?
Good, buddy.
This is another interesting story out of Eagle Land. It seems like it never ends, that there's always this constant drama. And I get it, you know, owners have their say in sports, but this has been a problem. And I'll say problem over the last couple of years, because it goes back to draft picks, right? And those have been the biggest glaring problems, has been the draft picks, especially J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, which has been reported multiple times that was a Jeffrey Lurie selection. He knew people at Stanford.
Well, son, Julian was
the... Okay, so, well, the family, the Lurie family was the reason why J.J. Arcega-Whiteside was drafted, a guy whose mom holds the umbrella over him at training camp, and not DK Metcalf, who has 0% body fat on him and is, you know, scoring touchdowns every other week. So this has been a problem in Eagle Land for a while, and now it's coming down to one of the most important positions in all of sports, and that's the quarterback position. And you're right. You've said it, and you've been saying it for a few weeks now, that there's a strong chance that Jalen Hurts is the quarterback next year. Not saying that he's the franchise quarterback, just he's the quarterback next year because there might not be a better option. But I don't know. Like, I wonder what Lurie sees that he likes. And that's my biggest thing, because Lurie bounces back and forth. There's the story, and we'll talk to Zach today, from The Athletic that he was upset with Doug Peterson for running the ball too much against the Green Bay Packers when they went to Green Bay, Lambeau Field, on a short week and won. They beat Aaron Rodgers, and he was upset that they ran the ball too much, reportedly from The Athletic. Well, that's all you can really do in a Jalen Hurts offense. You saw he dropped back to pass 31 times last game, and they scored 7 points. Their best weeks so far this season have been when they have run the ball 60, 70% of the time. So is Jeffrey Lurie now all of a sudden enamored by the run and the ground game and what he can do with Jalen Hurts and his legs? Like, is that, like, is he a flip-flopper, Jeffrey Lurie? I mean, I don't know. And it doesn't make me feel confident at all with this team. And they have a lot of holes to fill, not just the quarterback, man. They got a lot to fix.
Yeah, no, listen, it's interesting how this whole thing works, right? You know, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot to like about Jalen, especially off the field. Like, the stuff that's important that we talk about, which is leadership and all that other stuff, you know, some of the mistakes I can give you young quarterback mistakes,
like,
right?
That, like, interception leaving at the end of the half.
Well, yeah, leaving the pocket early, right? Like in the final play, even though Rager should have bailed him out, he left too early. Like, he missed Devontae on the initial read. He was open, right? Like, but that's a young quarterback mistake. I don't know. I mean, again, I look at it and I'm really kind of on the fence when I see this stuff, right? I look at Hurts and I say, I'm worried about the arm talent. I look at the draft and I go, there's some guys I like, but, you know, I got to study more. I don't know them. I will agree there's no lock, right? And then you look at the veterans available, and Rodgers not going to come here. We'll see about Russ. And the other question I have is Russ ready for the Eagle? Like, are we ready for Russ? Right, like, you know that Russell Wilson can play, and I know that this is a down year, and he came off the finger and the whole thing. But are the Eagles ready? Like, are they as good as Seattle? Like, that's a real question,
right?
You know, like, was Seattle going to win that NFC West? No,
no.
Even if he was healthy, were they going to win? No.
Now, I could say that they have a better offensive line in Philadelphia, but then what? Now all of a sudden, look, DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett. Versus Devontae Smith, who I like, and who? Like, I like Dallas Goedert, but you see Russell Wilson, how he can work
right
the field with both of those receivers. Here's the thing, and it's the hardest part for me. Like, I want to just completely say, you know, hit the red button and start panicking, but at the same time, I can't help but say Jeffrey Lurie's had a lot of success here in Philadelphia. I know it's only been one Super Bowl, but if you take a step back, all those NFC championship games with Andy Reid. And
I mean, look, you can go over just the record since he bought the team.
Yeah.
Has been impressive. Now, listen,
I just don't like how hands-on he's becoming.
That's part of the equation.
He's becoming Jerry Jones.
Yeah.
And I don't like that. Jerry Jones, everybody's been saying it for years now. The second Jerry Jones kind of takes a step to the side, the Dallas Cowboys are going to kind of come back. And he's still got his hands on a little bit, but not as much. And look what you saw it yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, quite frankly, though, you know, we say stuff like this, and then we hear stuff like this. But unless you're in the building, you don't
know. Right, you don't know.
I mean, and quite frankly, you're talking about, you know, like, I can't imagine Jerry Jones, truthfully, stepping aside.
Okay.
Right, like, you know, it might get reported that way or whatever. But knowing the kind of ego and knowing the kind of type A personality that he has, I'll ask you, can you, like, because I can only put myself like it. If I owned the team, you can only imagine how I would be. Right?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Like, I would be like,
I can imagine.
I'm a football guy. You know, if I own the team as long as Jeffrey Lurie's on the team, my answer to you would be, yeah, I might have made my money elsewhere, but I'm a football guy.
Yes.
Mother father.
Yes.
You know what I mean? That's what I would say, and I'm sure that's what Jerry Jones says. Remember, he played college football. It's not like he.
Well, right, exactly.
You know, it's not like the guy is a
Hollywood director.
You know, whatever. Sorry. But when you're around it and you own it, and he didn't direct, he produced.
Sorry.
But when you
Jeffrey.
when you're around it and you own it and you're watching it and you're sitting through tape and all. Now, again, you know the difference between the discerning eye of a personnel guy that spends 20 hours, you know, 18 hours a day,
right,
just breaking down tape, and so their eyes are just
bleeding.
Yeah, exactly. Like that's a real thing. And, you know, knowing everything, married, like there is something to be said for when you were coming up in this sport and knowing everything, how scheme should marry personnel. Like, let's be real, right? Anybody can pick talent. I mean, when you look at, certainly first, second, third round talent, you know, you might miss on a couple, but, you know, by and large, you should be batting over, you know, 500.
Should be.
All right? The trick comes is to, all right, I got to marry my talent with my scheme.
Yeah.
What do my coaches want? What are we looking for? What are we lacking? You know, with the player that fits the scheme. See, it's not just sometimes we simplify it all, and it's not as simple as we say it. This is an interesting time. It really is, because they're going to be at a crossroads at the end of the season. You have a new coach, right, that you're still learning about, and that, quite frankly, do we even have any kind of feel on?
No, because we don't know if, the offense struggled today. Was it because of Jalen Hurts and his arm, or was it because of Nick Sirianni's play calling? Is this Nick Sirianni's game plan, or is there something that he hasn't been able to show because of the quarterback? I mean, let's face it. I don't think there's a guy now in the NFL or coming up into the NFL that wants to run the ball 75% of the time.
No, and listen.
Weekly. Like, I get it. There might be a game plan week where you go, hey, we're playing the worst rushing defense in the NFL in the LA Chargers. Let's run the ball a lot.
Right.
Like that. Okay, that makes sense. But I'm sure there's not a guy that's going to be a head coach in the next 10 years that goes, oh, no, my strategy is run the football 70% of the time. That doesn't happen anymore.
No.
It's not the league.
No, it's not. And no, it's like funny, like yesterday, right? Yesterday you said, or on Sunday, you said, well, hey, if they ran the ball every play, they would have won. Right? You know, like, you could take that hyperbole.
Right.
Like, you know, it's funny because Baldy said, like, you know, if they just run the ball every play, they win. And maybe that's the case, but let's be real for a second. Like, nobody's doing that.
No.
Right? You're not running the ball.
You're not Navy.
Right. Like, you're not going to do that. And at some point, like, even it's funny. At first blush, everybody started going crazy about Sunday. And he went back to what he was early in the year. And quite frankly, when you actually analyze the play sheet, he really didn't. He didn't go back. Did he throw it 40 times? No. He didn't throw it 45 times. You know, if he did, he would have a beef, but he didn't do that. He actually, you know, they actually ran the ball. You know, there was balance in the offense. I mean, I can't even blame the coach for wanting to throw it a little bit. I mean, you got Devontae Smith, who's wide open, right? Who's a weapon,
right?
Who you want to use as a weapon. But it's interesting. And I'm curious at where we stand, knowing, you know, where we got Jeffrey, right? The quarterback. Jeffrey's leaning to bringing Hurts back. Howie's dubious. And, you know, again, that decision, which, you know, is going to come down to the owner.
Oh, it's a big one.
That will affect
draft.
All of us.
Free agency. Everything.
Yeah. And I'm curious where everybody is with that. That's a big story, man. Big story today, Jeff McClain.
And who else is big? The Deshaun Watson piece to it.
Yes.
Because I thought, remember, there was one point earlier in the season that it was reported that Jeffrey Lurie was the one that was kind of against it. Now, this story is he was the one that was kind of pushing it.
Yeah, I think he had reservations.
Yeah.
But I think he could have been, you know.
Wooed.
Wooed, yeah. I mean, listen. You know, again, all you think about is, oh, my God, Deshaun Watson. Forget about the specter around him. But you think about Deshaun Watson's just ability as a quarterback.
And his young age and all that.
And you
stuff.
Go, yeah. Like, you forget. Like, that story is the weirdest story ever, right? Think about this thing. He didn't play and he got paid.
Yeah.
Now, that's a very, very strange. He is a great quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
You forget, like, he sits out. He's a great quarterback. He's got a great arm. He moves. He's a great player, Deshaun Watson. And he didn't play this year.
Yeah,
at all. He got paid.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, I guess there'll be resolution come January and February. That's what some of this court stuff I read. But still, it's a strange time. All right, lots to get to. A football Friday and all football Fridays on the Fanatic, brought to you by Pump Man Philly. Need a water pump expert for your facility? Contact Pump Man Philly, the guys to know to fix your flow. All right, we'll come back. Getting started. We're live. Come see us. Hang out today. The great spot, man. Name that restaurant and sports bar. Johnny's a little under the weather today. So we're going to make an announcement with the name next week. But, you know, the food, the spot, chef is excellent. You got to come in, man. You got to check it out. Name that restaurant and sports bar. 2900 Street Road right here in Bensalem. Look, let me tell you, one of the things that, you know, we love is Park Sportsbook, right? It's across the street. We're at a cross street road, man. I love it. I was there last night hanging out at the Parks Casino and Sportsbook. And anytime, look, we got a big weekend of college games, the all the conference championship games. I'll give you a play that you gotta take on the Parks Casino Sportsbook. And that would be Georgia. I love Georgia against Alabama. People are going to look and go, oh, my God, Alabama's getting 6.5. And you're going to run to try to look at Alabama. I think Georgia's the real deal. I think they're going to control the line of scrimmage. I think they can beat Bama by double digits. I think it's going to be a great game, the SEC championship game. You got Michigan and Iowa, which is a great one. A lot of fun college. And, of course, Sunday action, baby. We'll give you all the picks later on today, but make sure you make it a Park Sportsbook weekend. Same game parlays, props, all the props you want, all the parlays, in-game wagering, whatever you want. Parks has it. Go to parkscasino.com/PA. Use the promo code Fanatic. Get a risk-free bet up to $500. You got to be in PA. You got to be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. 10:30. Hanging. Name that restaurant and sports bar. We will have an announcement next week. Johnny's a little under the weather. John, my buddy who owns this place. It's a great spot. Come see us. Street Road, 2900 Street Road, right across from Parks. Our Friday haunt. I don't know, Tunis. The game itself on Sunday, I mean, it has to be a double-digit comfortable win.
Yeah, this is an alternate spread kind of game for me. And if not, I'll be extremely disappointed. Because I'm still angry off of last week. It's line 7.
You're still angry, huh?
Yeah. Dude, my tone, my feelings all week long.
Yeah, you've been a half.
I've been a Grinch.
I've been
a Mitch.
Yeah.
All week long, and
you've been a Mitch.
I've been a Mitch.
Mitch is on the line.
It is. I've been miserable all week long ever since that loss, and I get it. I shouldn't have expectations really with this team, and I don't. When somebody asked me before the game, are they making the playoffs? I was like, I don't know, but you'd be crazy to say no shot because you looked at the schedule, you looked at the rest of the conference and how weak it's been. The Vikings.
But I keep going back to but that's who they are.
Like, I know, but
they're a team who's going to lose a game like that. You're holding them up to a level which they're not.
Right, which is why I shouldn't say double-digit win against the Jets. Like, I shouldn't say it.
Well, but we've seen them. Listen, they should have win by double digits against the Jets.
They should.
Because I've seen them do that to the Lions. I think that they can manhandle the bad teams because they have a line. I think both fronts should have great success in the game. That would equate to a double-digit win. I mean, when you just break it down in that way, like, that's why I look at the Giants, and I go, they didn't, well, they could have, and probably you could have said should have.
I'll say the SH word.
Yeah, but again, it goes back to, are they the team that can't lose or doesn't slip up in that spot?
They're not the Arizona Cardinals.
But the point is, that's the point, that they are not that team. They're not at that level where they can overcome games that they should win.
Yeah, but I get what you're saying. You're not wrong in what you're saying, but it's hard for me to not come out
of
that
game. I know, listen, I hear you.
Emotional.
You're emotional
about
it.
I've been down all week long because of it.
And that's where I've been. I've not been jiving with the fan base this week because I don't feel I'm kind of like I expected it.
I need them to make a statement like this Sunday. I really do. I need them to go out there and just.
But let me ask
you. Not that it's going to change. Like,
well, that's
anything.
That was my question to you. Like, listen, if they don't win handily, then I'll have even overrated them.
Right.
All right. So, but I think I have a handle on who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, against the Jets, they're not a team that blows, right? They don't stink.
Right.
They don't stink, stank.
Stink, stank, stunk.
They don't stink, stank. But they're a notch below mediocre.
Yeah,
is kind of who they are.
I still can't help.
You're watching the wire. You're a 40 degree day.
Yes, but you win this Sunday. You're 6-7, and you're still right in the race. You're still in the race right now. But
I'm sorry.
Like, I get a little excited about that.
Yeah, I can't really get that geeked up over it until. I was enjoying it. We were doing the Cuz Cruise, having some fun with that. But, you know, I mean, if they don't make the playoffs, I can't be crushed because I didn't think they were a playoff team.
I got you.
And I still don't think they're a playoff team.
Listen,
like, if you ask me right now, are they better than San Francisco or Minnesota? I say no.
No, they're not. They're not.
I look at Washington and I go,
Yeah, and those games.
I don't know
tough.
Who's better.
Eagles aren't winning both of those games. They might go 1-1. You hope they go 1-1.
Are they better than Washington? I said to you, who's the better team? What do you say?
I would probably go with Washington. Just if you went by per position, right? The Birds have the better offensive line, but then you go Washington defensive line. You go Washington wide receivers. You go Washington running backs, or you know. The backfield as a whole, right? Because you have a couple of pieces
Gibson
back there. Yeah. Even though, you know, Howard's been ridiculous this year, but I would still go with their skill players in the backfield over the Eagles' backfield. So, yeah, I would probably go with Washington.
I mean, that kind of...
That's why I said it the other day. Like, before the season started, before Fitzpatrick got hurt, you and I did our breakdown of the division. And you and I went head-to-head. I thought it was going to be Dallas. You thought it was going to be Washington. Now, if Washington doesn't lose Fitzpatrick, who knows what the story would have been this year, because he's more of a reliable quarterback than Taylor Heineke. They still have that team. They're one piece away. It just so happens to be the biggest piece on the field, and it's the starting quarterback.
They got
a decent roster in Washington, which is scary moving forward.
Yeah, listen, it is, and that's why so much is going to depend on what the Eagles do with quarterback. I mean, the future of the franchise. Like, if I gave you one wish of who the quarterback is, what would it be?
I would wish for Russell Wilson. I'll be honest with you. Now, do I think he comes here? I know the report said that he'd waive the no trade clause. So that's cool and all. Like, I think he's a guy that can win with a mediocre roster. I do. I mean, we've seen it. He gets his team to the playoffs every single year.
Who's the perfect fit for this team, though? Like, to me, the perfect fit is, and again.
Well, Aaron Rodgers.
Well, no, not really. Like, to me, the perfect fit is Watson.
Well, yeah, because you can continue to build with him at like his age. But
he's
the
guy that, I agree. I'm just talking about the skill set of what, like, you'd hope that there was some sort of mitigating circumstances.
Right.
Right? Like, that's because he's the guy that really works.
Yeah, he does.
He's the guy that's the best fit of all the quarterbacks who could become available.
Would you do like a Derek Carr? I wouldn't, but would you?
I got to tell you, I don't.
I don't hate him.
I don't hate. I was about to say.
I just don't go like. I don't see Super Bowl winning quarterback Derek Carr, and that is the main goal.
But that's not their. That's not their issue, right? Like. The Raiders' issue is their defense.
Yeah. Yeah, but there's already reports that he could go elsewhere. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I don't think Carr isn't bad. I don't think he's bad at all.
No, I just don't see him as
Super Bowl champion
Derek Carr.
I don't know, dude. I it's a great question. He's probably, if I'm going to go make tiers, I mean, he's got to be in that second tier, right?
Bottom of the second, probably, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
look, he's the leading passer this year, right?
I think I don't hate him. My man, the big brain on Brad, loves Derek Carr.
He's a big Derek Carr guy.
Loves him. I like him. You know, again, I know, you know, again, Lincoln is still doing Raider games. Mm-hmm. And Lincoln Kennedy was my partner in Fox for, you know, 15 years. And we still talk about it. He loved it. He was a big Carr guy.
Okay.
You know. I think he's quality. I don't think he's. I agree with you. I don't think he is. Oh my God, the end all. But you know, I think he could win.
I just wonder, depending on his contract, right? He's a free agent. You pick him up. I mean,
like I like it better than Cousins.
Yeah, me too. Now he wouldn't cost you Russell Wilson money. You know what I mean? Like it'd be something to consider.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
because you're not paying Hurts anything. Still, he's on his rookie deal.
I know. I go back and forth on this thing, and I'm not opposed to coming back with Hurts next year.
Right.
I'm not. In some ways, how the team is built, it might not be a bad idea. And then you could, because then you would feel much better at the end of next year, making a decision. Right. Like, you would leave no shit. Even though we all may have a feeling or a way, right? Yeah. Like, but at the end of next year, you would know.
Right, because now
and you would also be able to, you know, you'd have to push some, I think, draft capital down the line to
well, that was your plan a few weeks ago. I agree with that.
As a
safety net.
Yeah, as a fail safe.
Because if you have two first-round picks, you can package them to move up for a guy that you absolutely love in the draft next year. Yeah, I mean, I like your plan. I if they go all three picks this year and none of them's a quarterback, I do have concerns, though, because that means Jeffrey Lurie's bought into Jalen.
Well, Harris. That doesn't mean, like, listen, if I, again.
Well, if you're good enough to be in the middle of the pack next year, you're not going to have one of those top picks.
Right. Well, that would be my point. My point would be because you're going to have cap. See, the beauty of where the Eagles are going to be is they got a lot of draft capital and they're going to have a lot of cap capital.
Mm-hmm.
So you should be able to theoretically build your defense next year and then go after a quarterback.
Right.
If you need one.
Yeah, it all makes sense.
And the other issue that we're talking about.
I'm just not Jalen Hurts. Like, that's my biggest beef.
And the other thing, too, is, like, this offense, you got to figure out what you're going to do a running back.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Right, like, that's a big deal.
Miles Sanders comes back. Gets
and
hurt.
Down the line, you're going to need another receiver. You got two.
Yeah.
You got one star, and you're going to need another receiver.
Well, my thing, I would go veteran receiver who could play in the slot for you. Because Jalen Reagor is clearly not it. I would go with some sort of veteran receiver. You don't have to draft every single receiver. You got two decent. Well, you got Devontae Smith, who I think is going to be a very good player in this league. We both like Quez Watkins and everything he can do. And he can run all the routes on the route tree. He's not just a deep threat.
I love Quez. You saw that catch on the sideline.
It's incredible.
Quez is good.
Now, imagine if you had like a veteran slot receiver that strikes some fear. Jalen Reagor's not striking any fear at anybody right now.
No, you need, you know, you need like an Emmanuel Sanders.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
You know, you need a guy like that. who's a veteran guy, knows how to sit down in space.
Yeah, exactly. That's what you need. And then you can you have Dallas Goedert lined up at all over the field.
Yeah.
And boom, there's your offense.
And Tyree Jackson's going to be a player. You watch.
Yeah, you've been saying that for a while.
I like him.
I hope that's true.
All right, let's kick it off on the phone lines to get it started on a Friday. Talk to our friends. Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
Man, this is a tough conversation because I'm not a Justin Lawyer fan, bro. I really don't like him, man. I mean, tell me who's the football people he got in place right now.
Well, listen, he's got a big staff in the personnel department, and there's some veteran football guys in there. I mean, you know, listen, there's a lot of noise in the background there.
I'm moving around. I'm out the truck.
Right. No, I got to finish. I mean, you know, he's got a veteran staff, but yeah, I mean, he's going to be the guy making the decisions.
Then why you got a veteran staff if you're making the decisions? Because you're going to make the decisions at the end of the day. And evidently, yes, they're not that great, the decisions he's making. So
listen,
you leave him
here. Listen, I hear
people,
you, right?
He really gets my goat.
He
bothers me, man. You got to do a show with some of the worst owners one time.
But let me ask you a question, though. Let's look at it big picture. If I say to you, like if I'm Jeffrey, I go, hey, Aaron, all due respect, since I've owned the Eagles, I've had a lot of success.
Okay.
I won a lot of championship games. I won a Super Bowl. You didn't have a Super Bowl before me. I won you a Super Bowl. Like, he could say that.
I know he could say that. And I could say this. You said it's the gold standard. We're going to do this. We're going to do that.
Yeah, but his response is this, though. Well, I got news for you. Look at before I took over. I think this is the gold standard compared to what it was before it for me.
Yeah, well, it's a gold standard to what? One Super Bowl. Okay.
A lot of championships.
But we
could have
had
wins.
Three, four Super Bowls if you would have got better players.
I hear you. I'm just giving you the other side of it. That's all.
Yeah, I understand that. But he just gets my goat, man. He really does, man. He really bothers me that he doesn't.
Who bothers you more, Jeffrey or Tunis?
I love Tunis, man.
I know. I love you too, Aaron.
Me and Tunis.
You're just lucky I don't have the zapper
here.
He was itching for the zapper.
Yeah, I know he wanted to zap me, but you know, that's my man anyway.
D-Train coming up strong.
And I like to start stuff and see where people's mind is, man. I don't think he's that great as people put him as being great. I don't care. You know, a lot of teams are successful and never win nothing. And you know, Ant, you know we wasn't supposed to win that Super Bowl. You know it deep down, but thank God we won it.
But I look at it like, you know, listen, it evened out. Like they should have won. They should have won early, under the end. Like, you know, they should have won one of those Super Bowls.
And why didn't they win? Because he didn't go get no receivers. That's why they didn't play.
I hear you, bro. I got too much to worry about now. I can't worry about receivers back in 2001. You know what I mean?
That was also a Joe Banner philosophy, right?
Yeah.
And we had him on probably a year ago now.
Yeah. The game had changed. Yeah. It was whatever. I mean, you know. Yeah, I mean, they needed a receiver. They should have paid T.O., blah, blah, blah. I can't worry about. Like, there's certain things that I can't go back to. Right? Like, I got to just put it to. It's in the grave, right? And I don't want to go visit that gravestone, right? The gravestone of Charles Johnson, Torrance Small, James Thrash. I don't want to go back there.
Yeah, if you go to that grave at midnight, the hands are coming out. They're pulling you down,
well,
man.
Well, actually, they don't have hands.
That's a good one.
They have all those.
Yes.
I didn't have to go that far back. Think about the receivers that Wentz had to deal with. Think about the receivers.
Green, Beckham.
Green slime.
Dude, we did prayers over Paul the Burner Turner. We sung songs about Paul Turner.
I know.
Because he seemed a little bit better than the other guys.
I know. Let's go to Mitch. We call Mitch the Grinch.
Mr. Mitch. Mr. Grinch.
Here he is. Yeah. Mr. Mitch.
Yeah, I heard your comment, Junis. Yeah, I know. You've been around so long like me. You've played so many games and watched so many games that you know more than me. I get you, Junis. I understand where you're coming from. In regards to the McClain story, where did he get that information? Did he actually talk to the general manager and the owner?
He's a journalist. He cited two sources, league sources.
Well, that's not answering my question.
Dude, I don't know who's source. What kind of question is that?
Mickey and Minnie Mouse.
I don't know his sources.
No, he's the source.
He's a journalist for the Inquirer. All right.
Okay.
He wrote a story citing sources, all right, on the who tell him things on the basis of anonymity.
Yeah. Okay.
What don't you understand? Right, what don't you get about it?
No, I get it. It's perfectly clear. In regards to the three quarterbacks you mentioned that maybe they have an opportunity to get one of them, they have no opportunity to get any of them.
All right.
They got three first-round picks. I'm sure a team would take one of them or two of them or three of them.
Yeah, they're going to have picks, and then they're going to have salary cap. So,
Yeah, no, I'm talking about the three veteran quarterbacks.
That's what he's saying. Why wouldn't they get, like, I don't think they're Rodgers in the mix, but why wouldn't they get Wilson? Like, if they wanted to and he wanted to, he said he waived his no trade clause to come here.
I'll tell you why they won't get Wilson.
Why?
Wilson's married to Ciara, okay? Ciara's got her own thing, what she does over there in Seattle and L.A. He's 33.
I don't know. We're pretty close to New York, no?
Yeah, but they're not going to New York. You're talking about the possibility.
You just ripped Jet McClain, who is an accomplished journalist.
He's got Ciara.
But you are speaking for Ciara.
No, I didn't rip.
Oh, my God, you're a beauty. You're a beauty, Mitch.
No, I didn't rip McClain. I asked you where he got his information from.
What do you just wake up after a slumber? You read the newspaper before in your life?
Now, you two guys are like women. You act like women instead of men.
Well, how do you figure?
Because either you're crying or Junis is crying. It's either one or the other.
You're from another planet.
No, I'm not from another planet.
You are. You're from another planet. Like, why would you start your phone call? Seriously, dude. Now you're going to get me angry. Why would you start your phone call with, what are you getting at? What were you getting at?
All right, let's revisit it. My question was, and I thought it was a pretty legitimate, intelligent question. Of course. The information that he put out in regards to what the GM possibly
said. So I read it, right? I read it for you, and I quoted him saying, according to league sources. Now you scoffed at that, did you not?
Oh, yeah, because the word league sources, I've heard that so many times. And it's not just...
because you're a journalist. See, the fact that you act like you know what you don't know, that's what irritates me. It's like the DeRozan comment. You couldn't be more wrong, yet you argue. Like, that's the thing that bothers me about you. Like, I don't know what you did for a living, but if I called you up and told you your league of expertise, I think you would be pretty irritated as well, especially when you're wrong.
Well, this is what you said about DeRozan. You said he's a shooter, not a playmaker.
I said he's a scorer. He's a scorer, not a shooter.
Okay. So if that's the case, there's no difference.
I can't stop. Just go away. Just for once, just go away. Go away, Mitch. Just stay in Phoenix. All right? I know. I heard you call Mike the other day, and he left. He lashed at you. You make no sense. I want to hug you. I do, dude. I want to hug you. But you make no sense. Junis, he makes no sense.
Can I tell you something? So Haley, who's one of our floaters at the station.
Yes.
Mitch called in the other day and asked if we missed him because he purposely hadn't called for a couple of weeks to see how we would feel about it.
Oh, he was making a statement?
Yeah.
And can Mitch, make another statement, all right? Maybe I'll talk to you in 2024.
I realized my mood was a lot better those 2 weeks.
I like the guy. Like, I like everybody. I try to find the good in everyone. Look, life's too short, right? Like, I don't think he's a bad guy. But, my God, he just twists your balls, all right? That's what he does. He gets your balls and he twists them, and he doesn't stop. That's what he does. You understand, Judas? And after a while, I start to lose it. And then my patience goes.
League sources, man.
What do you get? Like, it's the first time you actually read a newspaper?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I've heard that before. Well, there is such a thing called leaks. Having done that job, I'll tell you. Like that attitude bugs me.
Yes.
Because what do you know about being a journalist? You don't know anything about it. I was a journalist. All right? Mother father.
Here you go. Tell me about Primos.
Let me tell you, I got to need to go bite into a Primo right now because I love my Primos. Oh, even Primo, Mitch can't spoil Primos. Hey, how about a Primo deal on Primo gift cards? Buy a $25 gift card, get a $5 bonus. Buy a $100 gift card, get a $25 bonus. This Christmas, make it Primo with gift cards for everyone on your list. Hosting for the holidays. Listen, people are going to come over. You got to have the Primo hoagie party trays. In fact, my sister's having a big get-together. My nephew Joseph is having his confirmation. So if my dad flew up, everybody's going to go over. We're going to get the Primo party tray. It's the best, the sampler platter. Made with only the highest quality Thuman meats and cheeses. Sliced fresh to order, served on Primo's award-winning seated rolls. Baked fresh every day. Stop in. You got to get one. Over 80 locations. Order online. PrimoHoagies.com. Taste the Primo difference this Christmas season. Pick up the Primo deal on Primo gift cards. All right? Keep the bonus card for yourself or give one to a buddy. All right? Just remember what I always say. It's not just a hoagie. It's a Primo.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Mr. Grinch, you really are.
This one goes out to a good friend of mine.
You're as ugly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eagle.
As ugly as a cactus.
Look
at the lines, they're so apt.
You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel.
Happy holidays.
When did I give him that moniker?
Probably last holiday.
I think it was a couple
or the holiday before.
It dawned on me when I went, you're a mean one, Mr. Mitch. Have you watched any of the holiday shows yet? Any of the Christmas specials?
None of the specials. I watched Elf a few weeks ago.
Oh, did you?
And then we watched I still love it, the Santa Claus.
Oh, I love the Claus.
That's like my favorite movie.
Yeah, the Claus is your favorite one?
Season.
Yeah. Oh, what do you got? You got the top 5 is Claus.
Elf. Now, I'm a big.
Shoot Your Eye Out.
I'm a big.
That Christmas Story,
Christmas
right?
Story. I've never seen it. Never seen it.
You never saw that?
Nah.
Home Alone. What's the other one?
Now, are you going any animated movies?
Yeah. No, the top 5 movies. What else would it be? Yeah, Home Alone. We mentioned Home Alone.
But do you have any of the animated movies? Like, I love Nightmare Before Christmas, but I don't know if that goes in the top 5 with all the other movies.
You like Nightmare Before Christmas, but you never saw Christmas Story?
Yeah.
That's wild. That's weird.
Yeah.
That's not weird?
Yeah.
No,
probably.
No, I can't. That's not a top 5.
I've never seen.
Nightmare Before Christmas is the top 5? You're just a weirdo. But that's not top 5. Listen. Everybody in the room right now is going, what's wrong with Tunis?
Are we doing personal preference or are we doing your list?
No, it's not my list. I don't listen. I'm not in love with all these movies either. But it's
all right.
They're the most popular.
I've never seen A Wonderful Life. Is that in there?
Yeah, but I think that's older, right? Like,
okay.
You know, I was kind of go more of the modern ones. But you know, what do you got? What else?
I'm
not asking you. You don't know anything about movies. What do you think, Sean?
I saw a movie the other day.
You wait a second.
Yesterday.
Wait, you saw a movie?
I went to the theaters yesterday.
What?
Yeah.
You went to the movies?
I went to the movie theater yesterday.
You?
Yes. I didn't really want to go, but I went.
Oh, Christy drug you.
She wanted to see a movie.
What'd you see?
The movie Spencer, which was the movie about Princess Diana.
Oh, okay.
It may have been the worst 2 hours of my life.
Pat said it was good.
The movie came to an end, and I said, wait, so what was the point of this? Now I get it. The point was to show how hectic her life could be over a couple of days. But I thought I was going to, like, learn something. I was just like, oh, okay. Like, the movie ended, and I was like, it cut to black. I was like, oh. Oh, wow. It's been 2 hours.
Listen, I take your advice on a lot of things.
Not movies.
All right? A lot of things.
All right, then you go see Spencer, and you let me know what you think about it.
Listen, I probably won't see it.
Yeah,
you know, it's
probably
not,
shouldn't.
It's really not my, you know, cup of tea.
Yeah, like, see the royal family. I'm so out on them. What is the obsession with these people? They're all a-holes. Like, none of them are nice people.
Yeah, dude, I listen, you're asking the wrong guy. I'm aggressive.
My wife has read multiple books, has watched documentaries.
Your wife.
That 2 hour Meghan Markle Oprah interview.
Oh, Christie's that
I
way.
Could not have cared less about. Yeah, but it's not just her. It's not like all kinds of people. Our whole group chat is the royal family. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, it's the girls.
Like,
what dude is into the royal family? Come on. Well, sometimes there's, you know, what you're into.
Okay.
You know, that's a woman thing.
I'm sure there's guys that care about the royal family.
No guy cares about the royal family. Who cares about the royal family? What dude would care about the royal family?
I don't know.
I've never come across a dude who's like, oh, man, I need to find out about Prince William. Like, you kidding me? Like, I never met one guy thinking about that. What are you talking about?
I'm just saying there might be a
that's
guy.
Your wife and a girlfriend's like
no
that.
No guy.
Stuff.
I'm sure there's one dude out there that cares about the royal family.
You get my point when I say it's, you know, hyperbole. That's what it is.
By the
no
way.
No guy. There might be, there's always one person. But the point is that your wife likes it and her girlfriend's like it.
They're upset.
That's what that's about.
Did you see what so-and-so said about the other
okay,
one?
Okay, well, that's not for you. What do you care? Like, listen, it's not for you. That's for her and her girlfriends.
Yeah, I saw the movie.
I don't care about the royal family. What do I care about?
By the way, the D-Train says Nightmare Before Christmas is in his top five. That's my man, the D-Train, back at the studio. It's a good movie.
Okay. It's not a top five, though. It might be in Dylan's top five, and it might be in your top five.
What else you got?
Well, we got, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people, not counting myself. And is it in your top five? No. 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 Yes, no. Top five?
Top five.
Nightmare? No. So not only did she say no, she gave you a face like, yeah, well. Hell no. She went, hell no.
I got some other for you. Christmas Vacation, Scott tweets in.
Yes. That's that's probably top five right there.
Do you go? I know people love it. Rob tweets in Jingle All the Way with Schwarzenegger.
No.
I wasn't really big on that one.
No.
Die Hard.
Well, that's different. But there is the Christmas motif movies where Christmas is a backdrop. But if you just go pure Christmas movies, it's hard to crack the top five of Elf, A Christmas Story, Christmas Vacation, The Santa Claus, and, of course, Home Alone's the GOAT.
Home Alone is the GOAT. That is the best one.
Yeah, it's the GOAT.
Sean,
that's not the
Sean
GOAT,
shaking his head.
No, what do you got? Nah, what do you got?
No, it's definitely not the top. It's definitely in the top five, but it's not the best. I think Santa Claus, I think, is the best there.
I like the Claus.
National Lampoon, The Christmas Vacation's up there, too.
Yeah, It's five. I got that's the five. That's you can't beat that five.
I will say though, I'll give Tuna some credit. I feel like people who like Nightmare Before Christmas like love it. Like,
it's a great movie.
It's like a love hate. Like the amount of people I know, like not that I know personally, but
I've never seen it. I can't even talk about it because I've never seen.
And I'm a watch it twice a year guy, Halloween and Christmas.
See, that's tough.
What's the premise?
Well, it's Jack Skellington. He's tired of doing the whole Halloween thing, so he falls into Christmas land, and he wants to become Santa Claus.
And it's an animated movie?
Yeah. It's a Tim Burton movie.
All right.
It's like the quintessential Tim Burton movie.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, dude, I never saw it, so I can't even make a joke.
Oh, you gotta check it out. Kids would love it.
People get tattoos of like the characters from that, like a lot.
I'm not doing
like,
that.
Yeah, I you know, I'm not an animated fella.
That's a claymation.
Yeah, but you're. Yeah, it's true.
It's claymation.
But your kids like that stuff.
Yeah.
Have they never seen it?
I think once.
Okay.
Well, maybe. I think I was one of those where they watched it and I was watching a college football game on my phone. Because I'll do that where. We'll watch a movie.
And you got the,
and I'll go,
you got the phone hidden.
And then I go, no, I don't hide it. They'll go, you want to watch a movie? Yeah, if they put on something, I'm out. I put the football game on the phone.
11-11.
Word of bell. Oh, man, dude. Stevie, you're on 97.5 The Fan. Hello, Steve. Stevie.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Hey, what's up, Steve? Sorry. It's all right, buddy.
Big question for me is, at what point do the Flyers move on from Michelle Terry? We've got a power play that is, what, 3-for-20 in the last 9 games?
So here's the thing, right? And I know that that was a big bone of contention, which is why they talked about it. Don't you think their biggest issue, and I don't know, maybe you don't, but I think their biggest issue is personnel.
Don't they lack a
true sniper? I think they've lacked that for years, brother.
Yes, I do agree with that. They do lack like you said, a pure sniper. But also, they miss someone who is willing to show that fire and intensity. Like if you go back to 2012, 2013, Claude Giroux, if they were playing like they are playing now. You would see him breaking sticks, getting in guys' faces, being the captain that he was then versus now.
Yeah, I don't think that those histrionics really work. And I don't think right now, I don't think that's what they're lacking. I mean, I don't.
I don't know. I just, like... I was at the game.
I hear you. Like when you go off with the other night, they had a 5-minute major, 5-minute power play right off the major, and they didn't score. And like that's problematic. I mean, I feel you on it. I'm just thinking. I just look at them, and you know, maybe you're more technical than I am, but I just think they when you watch and you look at true goal scorers, they lack that. They lack a true offensive force.
Right, and now you got. What, one of the leading scorers on the team going down in Joel Farabee? I mean, what, he scored three goals in, what, 3 games right before he got injured in New York? Mm-hmm. I mean, at what point do we go, okay, we need to add some pieces to this and move on from...
Yeah, I mean, listen, you know, I mean, there's a lot of talk about him and you know, his responsibility. But my only point is more big picture to you, Stevie, and I think they got major. I think they got a major personnel big hole. I do. I mean, look, they're not as bad as this losing streak suggests, and they do miss. Obviously, they miss Hayes, and you know, you miss Ellis. When Ellis was there, they were different, right? Now that doesn't mean that they were a cup contender when Ellis is there. I still think that they need someone that's a legitimate, great player, a great scorer. They don't have that. Go around the league and look at those. All your best teams have a guy like that. Well, I mean, we'll talk about this for a while, Judas.
Yeah, I mean, and it's been like a couple seasons now. Not just this year we've been talking about this. We've been talking about this for a couple seasons. And I think they do have the right bones to a team that can contend. Like, they do. They have defensemen. And of course, Rinell's being hurt sucks. I'm not out on Carter Hart, so I think you have a good goaltender. You have speed. You have young players. You have guys in the farm system still that can make their ways up. And I know there's a lot of people that are begging for them to come up now. But you get that one legit player. I'm not saying Ovechkin, but a guy that's going to give you 40 goals a season? Is that too much to ask for?
That's a problem, right? Because there's not a lot of those guys.
No, but it's been a while since we've had one of those guys.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with
you. By the way, a lot of Nightmare Before Christmas love coming in. I just thought I'd put that out there. Also, Bad Santa is getting a lot of love.
I forgot about Bad Santa.
What about Fred Claus? I was a Fred Claus
fan. I love Fred Claus.
I think that at the end there, when they had the arms around each other, watching the kids open the presents.
Santa was, that's a good one.
There's the Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And Fred Claus is the Vince Vaughn and
I love
Giamatti.
I'm a big Fred Claus fan.
I love Fred Claus. Like, that might be a top fiver for me, to be completely honest with you.
It can't.
Like, in my own personal top five.
Okay, all right, yeah. Your personal one. It can't crack this. These are the goats of the Christmas goats. I mean, you know, I agree with you. I like Fred Claus. I like Bad Santa.
The Grinch, the Jim Carrey Grinch, is getting a lot of love on social media too. Sean just tells us.
That's true. That Grinch is a good Grinch. Although, like, the faces, the Sean Payton face.
You see him all over the place.
Oh,
you see,
man.
Sean Payton's everywhere.
That's a scary one, the Sean Payton face everywhere.
Joe tweets in the Polar Express. I did see that one a couple weeks ago,
yes,
too.
That's
so
a good
I've
one.
Actually seen three Christmas movies so far.
You saw Polar Express recently? Kids like that one.
Yeah. It was a Saturday morning. It was on because I have the Hulu Live, and it was on. And so Christy put it on. It was when we were decorating the house a little bit. So I was like, all right.
I've seen, if I told you how many I've seen.
Oh, you must
the array that. Of ones, like there's one who's, there was one about this kid whose father, how's it work? It's a...
Turn into a snowman?
It's an animated one. No, shut up.
I hated that movie. It was so dumb.
Well, wait, it's the kid's, the guy's a postman. And he gives him, the father's like the postal inspector in charge of the post office, and they give him an outpost.
Okay.
And he becomes in this small town, and it's like, you know, cold and miserable, and it's a Claus town.
Oh, okay.
It's, you know, Christmas town.
My favorite, what was your favorite as a kid? Because mine was The Year Without a Santa Claus with the heat and snow miser.
Yeah.
When I was
awesome.
A kid, dude, I loved that movie.
Yeah,
I knew the songs. So yeah. I was singing it.
Rager is the dentist. Jalen Rager is the dentist. Right? He's the dentist.
Oh, my God.
Right? If you think about it, Jalen Rager is the dentist.
That's awesome.
Right? He wants to be the dentist, the kid. I want to be a right wide receiver. Please, Rudolph, make me a wide receiver. Give me hands, Rudolph.
Oh, wait. You're thinking of the wrong movie. You're thinking of the one with the Cornelius dude. With the
oh, right, ears. Right, right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one with the land of the
all
lost
right,
toys.
Well, the dentist.
That's Rudolph. Yeah, it's literally just Rudolph.
Rudolph, make me a wide receiver. Please, Rudolph. Steve, oh, you're
I'm sorry. Look at this. This guy's got a Jack Skellington tattoo.
That's
there
awesome.
You go.
Oh, my God.
Jay Torres, what's up, man?
What's going on, Stevie? How are you, buddy? Stevie!
Hey, is this me?
It's you, buddy.
Hey, good morning to you.
Good morning,
first time caller here.
Welcome.
Yes, so I want to shed some light into this great city of Philadelphia, okay? Because a lot of people heard about the Eagles, a lot of people heard about the Sixers. We all know what happened to the Phillies. We know what's happening to the Flyers. My question is, what's it going to take for this city to become a 5-for-5 city? And I'm talking about the boys in blue and gold here.
Yeah, I think it's again, it happens over time. I think the union, especially with this run, which is a lot of fun, you know, playing New York on Sunday, I think it will slowly become ingrained. I think you've seen it over time. Now, it's not going to happen overnight where you're going to have union chants throughout the city. Right? Yep. Like, it takes a long time. You know, remember, it's an old city.
Yeah.
With teams that have been around a long, long time that have been ingrained. Soccer is a great sport. People start to love it, and they're starting to get into it, and it's going to happen more and more, but it's got to happen over time, Steve. It doesn't happen overnight.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear that. You know, again, I just wanted to shine some light. You know, we've been in the playoffs the last couple, you know, seasons.
Again, we've had Jim Curtin on the station, you know, at least four times, once on my show, three times on the morning show. I mean, you know, I mean, we talk about it a lot. Tyrone is there every match. You know, I think people here, I think we know. And I think, look, you know, I think we're looking forward to it. I think it's fun. I just think you have to have more realistic expectations when it comes to a talking point. You know?
Yeah. Well, I'm here to root. I'll be at the game on Sunday, rooting them on, and hopefully we can get the city
Let's
behind
Let's go Union, buddy. You got it. I like it, Steve. Listen, you know, we know that there's a friend here. We like it. You know, we'll never – you want to talk about the Union? Please.
I'm bummed out that it's at 3 o'clock.
I know.
Like, I'm legitimately upset.
I know. No, I hear you. And I'm right in, you know, teeth of the third quarter.
Right. And, like, I wanted to go, but I thought I was going to post game.
Right. I mean, you know, and listen, I love it. I think it's great. It's a big match. Eastern Conference Championship on the line. It's awesome. You know, again, I think it's awesome. Just there has to be your understanding that it's going to happen slowly over time before, you know. And again, these kinds of runs, all of a sudden people give the chance.
Yeah.
And they start watching. They go, wow, look at that.
It would just be so much different if it was like Saturday at 3 o'clock.
I know.
Because we're not in a college football town. So
right.
I think there would be more viewers
right.
for the Union if it was Saturday at 3 o'clock. Unfortunately, it's Sunday at 3 o'clock during an Eagles game.
Right. It's hard to say, you know, to people, hey, look, you know, it's during an Eagles game. You know, I mean, there's you know, tradition and ways, you know.
People plan things around Eagles
exactly.
games.
Exactly. So
weddings and stuff.
Yeah, I just think you gotta understand, like, the wrong attitude. So I'll be honest with you. I think that was the wrong attitude. I need to shine light. Like, people go, really? You know, please. Like, the first reaction when listeners hear that is, yo, dude, step back. Mm-hmm. All right? Come on. You're gonna shine light. And the tact should be different, which is inclusive, like, hey, man, you get a chance on Sunday. Hey, when the Birds are winning big, make sure you go over to the Union and watch them play New York and beat New York for the Eastern Conference Championship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, that's the Sons of Ben. Like, they do a great job. They're terrific, the Sons of Ben, as, you know, stewards of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that they do, which I really like, is that they're very inclusive. Like, they're not snobby. Yeah, right? They're include. Hey, look, we just want you to give it a shot. And they deserve it. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. You got some open lines. Yes, Rudolph. Make me a wide receiver. Football Friday's Fanatic brought to you by Pump Man Philly. You need a water pump expert for your facility. Contact Pump Man Philly, the guys that know to fix your flow.
And this is Andrew Salchunas here. Football.
Coach Chunas.
Sounds like an old friend of ours, Charty.
No, Charty says, run the ball, Nick.
Anyways, football is heading into the home stretch.
Run the ball.
We got a big divisional matchup between New England and Buffalo this weekend, and FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge is about to make it even bigger because FanDuel is giving new customers 30-1 odds on either team to win. That means you can win $150 on a $5 bet. Buffalo, 2.5-point favorites. It's in Buffalo. But I can't ride against Bill Belichick, and all of a sudden Mac Jones looking like a quarterback out there. So if I were to put $5 down, I would put it on New England. They don't need to cover the spread. They just need to win the game. And when you win, you get paid in as little as 2 hours. Already a FanDuel Sportsbook user, FanDuel's hooking all customers up with $50 when you refer a friend. So you refer a friend, you get $50. Plus, what's cool, your friend that you refer, they also get $50. So just sign up using promo code Fanatic before this Monday night matchup, and you can win $150 on a $5 bet, plus get $50 when you refer a friend. So you're in $200 on one day. Remember, use promo code Fanatic exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. And must be present in PA. New users only. $10 first deposit required. Must wage and designated offer market. Max bonus $150. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, it's 11:30. And don't forget our 11 o'clock hour brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers. That's where Philly gets engaged. Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to talk to Zach Berman. And I'm curious to see what Zach has to say. The story about Jet McClain, in case you just joined us, I'm shocked that there's not as much conversation surrounding the Jet McClain story. Now, I'll read it to you, and I'm curious as to, you know, what you guys are thinking. But according to Jet McClain in the Inquirer, Jeffrey Lurie is said to still believe in Jalen Hurts, but Howie's assessment is less confident. Two independent sources familiar with their thinking said.
Who are those sources, Andy?
I don't know. The Eagles may have no other choice but to ride with Hurts next season. Jeff continues to write the draft still ways out, but there isn't expected to be a first-round talent among the quarterback prospects in this class. There could be several attractive names on the trade market. Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson have been the subject of various reports about their availability for months. But all three should have some sway in their preferred destination, should they be obtainable. The Eagles did preliminary work on Watson and were open to the possibility of a transaction with the Texans, even in light of multiple sexual assault allegations, sources told Jeff McClain. Jeff continued, while this would seem to go against Lurie's edict, Hurts would have either left in the exchange or dropped on the depth chart. A move of such magnitude couldn't occur without the owner's approval. In fact, Lurie was believed to be the driving force behind his team's interest. Two sources familiar with his thinking said, quote, Jeffrey Lurie has his principles. An NFL source who worked with the Eagles told Jeff, until it comes to quarterbacks. So that's the story, and I think it's an interesting story.
Yeah. I mean, it shows that he is not just involved. He's calling the shots, a lot of the shots. And you're right. It is interesting that not many people have reacted to it. I don't know if people like it. I don't know if people don't like it because, you know.
Well, I mean, you know.
The Howie Roseman piece of it.
This is a Jeffrey Lurie production. You know, nothing is done without his approval.
Right.
Nothing is done without his edict.
Yeah, and this is the most important position in all of sports.
Yes.
The quarterback.
Now, Jimmy came to see us here and named that restaurant and sports bar.
Yes.
And Jimmy, he's the best, Jimmy the Horseman. He said there's a course to keep an eye out on.
Okay.
Yo, cuz.
That's so cool.
It's going to run in Aqueduct, or would you say Gulfstream? In the next week or 10 days.
All right. You got to put something down on Yoka's, right?
Yeah, you got to get Yoka's. You got to look out for it. Let me get to Dustin. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Dust.
Yoka's.
What's going on, Dust?
How you feeling? I have a question for you.
Yeah.
You're a movie guy, right?
Yeah.
How is It's a Wonderful Life is not on your top five?
Well, I mean, in fairness, It's a Wonderful Life and Miracle on 34th Street are two classics. But I'm going with the modern GOATs.
Right.
Like, the modern GOATs, let's be real, right? The modern GOATs, Santa Claus, Elf, right? A Christmas Story, Christmas Vacation, and Home Alone. You know, I mean, that's the modern era of GOAT Christmas movie.
I still think It's a Wonderful Life's the greatest. Might be one of the better movies ever filmed.
No, you're right. Listen, if I want to say the classic and the whole thing, you're right. It's a and so should Miracle on 34th Street. That should be up there too, right? But
yeah, absolutely.
But I'm just going with the more lighter, you know the whole deal like that. The more modern. Yeah,
you got to please the younger crowd.
I'll be honest with you. If I want to go my own, I would probably go those. Like, if I'm sitting down, I'm probably not going to go It's a Wonderful Life.
So if you're sitting down, right, with the family, with the kids, and they never saw it before, and it's on TV, you'd skip over it?
No, I wouldn't skip it. I wouldn't skip it, but I would watch. But if I'm going to choose, like on a night, popcorn night, I'm going to go, I'll go Home Alone.
It's a classic movie. My softball team was the Sticky Bandits. It is one of the best movies. Because I got to send you, I got to get your email, because I got to send you a picture of our jersey. It's Marvin Harris. And our team name is Sticky Bandits. Awesome.
Are you serious?
We got legitimate jerseys, dry fit jerseys, with they're gray with camo and black in it. They're sweet, dude. And our names and numbers on the back.
That is fabulous. Are you kidding me?
Absolutely.
Dustin, that's awesome.
You gotta, before I get off, your producer's got to give me your email. I got to send them to you.
Send them over.
Every time I wear it, somebody compliments me. No matter what time of year I'm wearing it.
Well, you're on Instagram, right? Send them my Instagram. Right, DM me. It's Anthony Lewis Gargano.
All right. I'll send it to you on Instagram.
Yeah, Anthony Lewis Gargano. Yo, listen, let me ask you real quick. The Jeffrey Lurie quarterback, your thoughts?
I'm happy you're letting me talk about it because I know I've been on for a while. They're stupid if they don't get Russell Wilson. I called you earlier in the year and I didn't like Jalen Hurts. He shows glimpses, and the only person that I think will be able – I understand he's old. Pay him. Who cares? He doesn't seem like the type of guy.
Now, are they ready for him, right? Are they ready for Russ?
Russ teaches Jalen Hurts the way. That's what you're paying him to do. He's coming in for a year. He's not going to teach Jalen sit on the bench.
Yeah, I don't know about that because he's not that old. Dustin, great call. I love you, buddy. It's a great stuff right there. You know, remember, Russ isn't the guy to teach Jalen so much as Russ is going to be the guy for the next five to seven. You know, quarterbacks playing in the 40s now. Right, he's 33.
Yep.
You know, so you know you get Ross to be the guy. Now joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline, fantastic Comcast Business every day in business, big day. Let Comcast Business keep you ready for what's next. The great Zach Berman, my man Zachariah.
Anthony, thanks for having me on. Good talking to you again.
Always a pleasure, brother. Always a pleasure. So let's start off with this: the story, Jeff's story in the Inquirer, about Jeffrey Lurie and Howie. And I wanted to get your thoughts on this because you've been on top of this stuff. You've written, you know, really in-depth pieces. You know, done some great work, you know, within this, covering this organization. And Jeff talks about Jeff is still on the Hurts train where Howie's starting to lose a little faith.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of it really depends on what your options are. I heard before I came on the show here, you talked about Russell Wilson. If they can get Russell Wilson, if he's willing and interested in coming to Philadelphia, and the Seahawks would take what you're offering, then that changes everything. Then I think the whole organization would jump for a chance at Russell Wilson. He changes the trajectory of a franchise. Short of that, I think that they could roll with Jalen Hurts for a year. I don't think Howie will commit himself to a quarterback unless he's convinced on that quarterback. Otherwise, they would still take the wait and see approach.
What, about the idea about Jeffrey? Because one of the story, you know, when you read the story, and you know, again, it makes it clear that whatever happens in this organization, it's a Jeffrey Lurie production.
At quarterback, especially, yes, yeah, huh? That's the case. I mean, there's not a player behind center who Jeffrey Lurie's not kind of authorizing them to get. Well, you know, that's and look, he's the owner of the team. That's his prerogative. I don't think he's the one saying, you know, we need to draft this player or we need to sign this player, but he's absolutely the one, or he's involved in those discussions, and in particular at that position.
Yeah, I remember him making it, you know, going to see Wentz for the pro day. I mean, he was he was, you know, very much involved there as well.
Went to see Geno Smith in 2013. He went to a private workout in West Virginia. They had the number 4 pick that year. He just wanted to see what, you know, what Smith was. So, yeah, this has always been the case with Jeffrey.
Now, when you look at the power within NovaCare, obviously Jeffrey's going to call the shots. You know, obviously Howie has a say. Jeffrey's son Julian's there. You also have in your story, you talked about the analytics and Alec Hallaby, and I think you termed it a black ops kind of situation. Would that be the whole power struggle, the power kind of set up there?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's obviously Howie has final say. Jeffrey is very involved as an owner. And then, you know, the coach has influence, the scouting staff, the coaching staff, there's, you know, the analytics staff, they all have influence, but Howie's the one who has his finger on the button. So I think that when you look at the composition,
well, Howie or Jeffrey, like, cause there's some picks. I know that Jeffrey, especially with, Arcega Whiteside.
Oh,
I know
absolutely.
Yeah.
But you know, I mean, and look, Howie works for Jeffrey, right?
Yeah.
But Howie's the one who has his finger on the button. And that's, I mean, Howie has final say on the roster. Now, if Howie's boss wants, you know, is saying one thing or has a certain proclivity to a player, then obviously that will have an influence. But, as far as the composition of the roster, that's Howie's show.
Yeah, I got you. It's really interesting how the whole thing, though. When you look at Sunday, last Sunday, I'm curious, we're talking to Zach Berman on the Comcast Business Hotline. Where were you with Hurts with the game plan?
Yeah, so I put it more on Hurts than I put it on the coaching staff. And I know there's a lot of frustration about the game plan. Jalen Hurts is touching the ball on every play. I think an average performance from a quarterback in that game wins easily. Jalen Hurts was bad. Now, I don't think the game plan particularly helped them. You know, they had that third down and fourth down sequence where they passed twice. I don't think either pass was a particularly good call. They had that drive in the first half where it was 3 straight passes. And then the receivers didn't help either throughout the game. You know, whether it was routes, it was drops, there were a combination of factors. That said, I don't know, absolve a quarterback when he throws 3 interceptions and he completes fewer than 50% of his passes. That's on Jalen. He can play better and he needs to play better, and he'd be the first one to tell you that.
Yeah, dude. I'm kind of more on your line. You know, when you go back to it, yeah, I think you know, there's a couple spots here and there. Maybe you should have ran it, but you know, you only threw it 31 times. It's not like, you know, you were throwing it 50 times.
Yeah, I mean, and the bottom line with this is it's not a video game where you plug in the play and then the result happens, right? The quarterback has to make it happen. And I keep going back to it that Jalen Hurts in the first half of that Broncos game, if he plays like that in the Meadowlands last week, they win easily. So I don't think it was the game plan. I think it was more the quarterback.
All right, what are your expectations Sunday? You got the Jets, and again, I would be disappointed if this wasn't a double-digit, almost sweat-free victory.
I agree with you. I mean, some games you term must wins. This is a can't lose game, right? Like this is a game that if you lose it, it says more about you than anything else. There's no excuse, no reason. They have the I think they have the personnel advantage. I think they have the schematic advantage. I think you know, they have the health advantage. Now the variable here, I should say, is Jalen Hurts. If Hurts is not healthy enough, you know, if he's out there laboring on a sprained ankle, that could affect a lot. So I think that's the big variable to monitor here is how does Jalen Hurts look. But in a vacuum, the Eagles should, I think you put it well, they should win this game by double digits.
Yeah, I mean, we can't mince words about this. I mean, let's be real here. Now, here's the thing. When it comes to the playoffs, you know, it's going to be hard because I can't see them winning both against Washington. You got to hope that Dallas has they're locked into a seed. I think that's going to be, to have any chance, you got to hope that Dallas doesn't need the game.
That's a good point there. And you don't want to get to, because I agree. I don't think they're sweeping Washington. I think they can win the next Giants game. They should beat the Jets. But if you're looking at this, like they're going in to that Dallas game, I guess needing to win that to have a winning record, then yeah, you probably need Dallas not playing for something then. But look, if you're an Eagles fan and someone told you, and I assume all your listeners are here, and someone said you're playing a relevant Week 18 game, I think they would have signed up for that.
Yeah, I agree. I didn't think they would be, you know, I also didn't think the rest of the conference would be this kind of, you know, mediocre a little bit, because I think that does. I mean, let's be real. You know, if I'm gonna size up teams, I'm gonna tell you the Niners and Minnesota are better and probably more deserved of those last two wild cards.
I agree, but I'm not convinced the team like Atlanta, let's say, is better, right? But
I agree with that.
San Francisco and Minnesota, I would take both those teams over the Eagles.
Yeah. Hey, so curious, where are you with Hurts, and where do you think Nick is, and is it imperative for Nick to get Jalen to have a good game with his arm? Like a team like the Jets, where you know you should win, how imperative is it for him to throw the ball well Sunday?
It's important. I think more important is taking care of the ball, right? The way you lose this game it sounds obvious to say, is by losing it, right? Is by making losing plays, having three turnovers, missing guys. I think what they need from Jalen is a clean game. It doesn't need to be a prolific performance, a clean game. And if he's not running well, which is a possibility with a sprained ankle, it's a good test to see how he does as a passer. Because, I mean,
at some point, you got to be prolific with your arm. I mean, really, because the more that he was exposed too much in the Giants game, you can't expose your quarterback running like that. He just won't. He's not going to hold up over now 17 weeks.
I agree. And, I mean, this Jets secondary is bad. There are going to be yards there. I think if I'm Sirianni, what I'm saying is no matter what their coverage is, let's come out of this game with near double-digit targets to Devontae Smith and Dallas Goedert, right? Let's not get caught up in Jalen Reagor, Quez Watkins, dumping the ball off. I know that's been the big message, take what's there. I'm trying to get my guys involved. I think this is a week where 6 and 88 have to be the priority.
I agree, dude. I've been saying this about Devontae Smith. You look at these other receivers, like a Deontay Johnson, right? Like who and man, Ben's cooked. He still gets 13, you know, 12, 9, 10 targets. I mean, he's got these elite receivers are getting it, and Devontae Smith needs close to double digit every week. He should get close to double digit targets.
Exactly. Give him a chance to make plays on the ball.
Yep. Hey, Zach, great stuff, my man. Fantastic, as always.
Talk to you next week.
All right, buddy. Here he is, Zach Berman, on the Comcast Business Hotline. You agree, Junis?
Yeah, I would like
to. Ball, Junis.
Yes, and I would like to see Jalen Reagor, Jalen Hurts step back and unleash some. I need to see it. Especially if Jeffrey Lurie wants to know if this is the guy going forward.
Come on, man. Gotta have double-digit targets for Devontae.
I agree. It's been too quiet the last couple of weeks, ever since the Denver game. He makes those incredible catches where you go, yeah, see, this is why you drafted him.
Right.
And then it's been quiet since.
Yep.
By the way, tough break for the Miami Dolphin draft pick that we were obviously, I mean, they've been winning games. They're 5-7 now. Daniel Jones out Sunday against Miami. Mike Glennon.
Ew, the Glennon.
I didn't even know he was still in the league.
The Glennon?
Mike Glennon getting
out. Oh, that's gross.
Which means probably another win for Miami, which means another loss for New York.
Damn. So I wanted to, at one point, which we knew was never going to happen, but three top tens.
Yeah, that's not happening anymore. Because right now it's Eagles 8th, the Miami pick is 9th, and then the Colts pick is 14th.
Damn.
And if Miami wins.
Telling you, I would trade one of those picks. I'd push it up to 2022.
It's probably a smart move.
All right, we'll come back. Got a bunch of open lines. I'm shocked. All right, we give you the Jeffrey Lurie story. It's a Football Friday. And, of course, we give you our coat Christmas movies. I feel bad about, you know, Dustin was right on the It's a Wonderful Life, but it just doesn't hold up.
I haven't seen it.
It should. Like, you should watch. Like,
I should see it, yeah.
You should see it.
Yeah, I know.
You should. But it's just, you know, like, I feel bad. But, like, my kids, they're not watching black and white.
Right. It's the movie my sister and brother-in-law, like, he proposed.
It's a great, it's a beautiful story.
It because it means something to my sister.
It's an iconic, it's a classic in every way of the word. But, you know, hey, Sunday night, you're in for a treat, boxing fans. Tank Davis, 25-0, 24 knockouts, defends his lightweight championship in a dramatic pay-per-view event against Isaac Cruz, the Pitbull. 22-1-1, 15 knockouts. It's going to be a war. Tank Davis, 5-time, 3-division world champ. Cruz, he's got 2 victories this year, most recently in June. He's tough. So if you're a boxing fan, this is a night you can't miss. Unbeaten 5-time world champ. Boxing's hottest attraction. Tank Davis will defend his lightweight championship against Isaac the Pitbull Cruz. Can't miss pay-per-view event. Davis, he's generational talent, all right? He's getting better and better and better. He squares off against Cruz, who's hard-hitter, hard-nosed, you know, that kind of fighter. So it's 2 high-octane fighters, 1 explosive showdown. This Sunday, December 5th, 8 p.m. live on pay-per-view.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
12 o'clock. Good to see you, Jimmy. Jimmy the Horseman. We'll see you soon. Christmas Carol, yes. The modern Christmas Carol is another good one.
Okay.
So, here, this is interesting. You have never seen It's a Wonderful Life.
Never. And I should say it because...
Dude, it's a staple. It is.
I know.
But you're gooey over Nightmare Before Christmas, which is a blend of a Halloween Christmas type of movie.
It's a big movie in the Souchunas childhood.
But
home.
You never saw the It's a Wonderful Life.
No, and I should. I mentioned it. My sister and brother-in-law, the day they got engaged, they were watching it that night. So now every anniversary of their engagement, they watch it.
That's nice.
And I'm like, I should probably watch it. At some point.
Dude, yes.
Because, like, mean, in their honor, I should watch
dude,
it.
I hear
point.
You. Like, that is a clear. Like, I think about my mother. She loved it. My grandmother, my aunt. You know, like that generation, they loved it. And it was older for them, too.
Yeah. I should probably check it out. I know.
Listen.
But there's so much other stuff.
Listen, I get it. And, like, even my kids, like, I was when Dustin brought it up, I kind of felt guilty. And I'm thinking,
have I watched it with them? And my answer is, I think no.
Okay.
I don't think. And but I
would
just
they
don't
be
think,
into it? I don't even know the premise of the movie. I'll be completely honest with you.
Oh, dude, you don't know the premise of it?
No. Like, I never read, like, the, you know, the.
Sean, do you know the premise of It's a Wonderful Life?
I want to be honest. I saw it once a long time
ago. And you
ago.
Don't even just, know the premise.
Yeah, just to say that I watched it, I'm like, it was one of those, you have to watch this movie, and I watched it, and I don't remember much about it. Isn't there something, is that the one, is it, It's a Wonderful Life of the Bells things? Like,
yes.
Time the bell rings?
Yes.
Yeah.
The angel
that.
Gets his wings.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, I know, like, that quote, but.
Yes.
That's about it.
The only bells I know are the Rocky bells.
Basically, but basically, it's like, what would life be if I wasn't here, right? Like, you go through a tough time.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't want to be here anymore. And, you know, what would life, if he was never born, all the people that he touched, it's basically that lesson.
Oh, okay. I got you.
You know, it's a beautiful story.
Yeah.
It's a classic story of what life would be. Like, if there was no Chunas.
Oh, okay.
You know, what life would be like. You know?
Yeah.
It'd be a scary world without Chunas.
I bring a lot of sunshine to the lives of everybody.
You know, that sort of thing.
Just don't ask my wife. By the way, Eric DeLash tweets in.
My boy, DeLash brothers.
He goes, Friday radio with the cuz is like pulling up a bar stool at the local tavern with a plate of crispy wings and a nice cold beverage. It's just comforting. Which is why you should come here. Because we're literally at a bar every Friday. Name this restaurant sports bar, 2900 Street Road, Ben Salem. Like,
well,
this is the show.
This is a great spot. By the way, you got to come here. The place, it looks fantastic. My man Anthony Foster, amazing. Dude, how about the art here?
Oh, it's fantastic.
I mean, it looks like a gallery.
Dude, the Abbey Road with the four mascots.
Oh, it's fantastic.
It's so cool.
Yeah, it's fantastic. There's some cool thing. Rocky's over in the corner.
Yep.
Which is awesome. The food, there's an incredible chef here. And the chef is amazing. So the food is fantastic. You know, you got to come to 2900 Street Road. Ben, so we're going to name it today, but Johnny's not feeling well. John's the owner. And so we're going to make the announcement next week.
Okay.
It's a great spot. You got to check it out.
Yeah, it's cool. I like that one. The Fanatic with the cigar coming out of his
Yeah, that's it. Isn't that a great one?
Is that his mouth, I guess?
Yes.
Yeah,
that's his mouth. Good Philadelphia stuff there, too.
Yeah, it's cool.
You know, so it's very cool.
Also, Anthony Milanese tweets in. He just got into his Jeep. He's going to eat his leftover veggie soup. Cold. Cold. The cold, gelatinous veggie soup, man. He goes, you're not alone, Chunas. Oh, man.
That is nasty, dude. Come on, man. Anthony Milanese.
Come on, man.
Hey, how about Jeff with the Palm on the text board? Are you trying to torture the Chunas by making him watch It's a Wonderful Life? I bet my life.
It must be good if
he
Jim
doesn't
like
make it.
It
to the end. I'm not telling you. Do you hear me tell you? I'm not barking at you to watch it.
Can you ask Jim if he takes back his 2x8?
Listen, he come here to rescue here.
Seven straight losses, man.
Now, there's only one movie that I think you owe it to yourself to watch. It's The Godfather.
Yeah, which I've seen multiple times.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, like, if you hadn't seen that, I would be on you. But
right,
other
than
that, like, there's a zillion movies that I love that I would love for you to see, but I don't have much hope for you with your team.
Yeah, no.
And It's a Wonderful Life is not. I mean, I got 50 movies.
Yeah.
I mean, should you watch it? You should, because it's just a part of the Christmas repertoire.
Holidays. Yeah, I got you.
But I get your point. Like, I didn't even put it in. And Dustin said I was out of line because I didn't even put it in my top five. I mean, my top five, again, the Santa Claus. If I want to go in order, I'll go number one, Home Alone. To me, that's GOAT. Right?
Yeah.
Then I go...
Sam in England checked in.
Elf.
Home Alone 1 and 2.
Well, you know, I go to same franchise. Same 2. Yeah, listen, 2's good. The Pigeon Lady.
I love the Pigeon Lady.
Right. 3 is... I'm partial to the Claus. I like the Claus.
I like the Santa Claus.
The Christmas Vacation. And then... The Christmas Story, Shoot Your Eye Out.
Which I haven't seen that one either.
Yeah, you got to at least see that one. I mean, that one's not bad.
Now, see, like, Dan checks in. It's a Wonderful Life sucks compared to movies today. Sure, it's a classic and was great in the 50s, but no one in the younger generation cares about it because it's boring and can't hang with the new movies. John Kincaid checks in, and this makes me not want to watch it. It's depressing as hell. I hated it.
Yeah, well, I mean, you don't hear me saying it. Listen, it's...
Wow, I can't wait to pop it in today.
But what it is it's maudlin, right? It's the word. First of all, you should... The young dude goes, oh, it's the whatever, it's Dan, too old, the Dan. You listen, I don't care what you do, but how I always viewed stuff that was well before my time was I gave it a chance with an open mind because you learn from stuff like that.
Right.
You just become more well-rounded and you have an open mind. You understand things better. And you just gain knowledge and wisdom by having an open mind.
Okay.
Dan doesn't have an open mind. I don't really care. You, whatever. Do whatever you want. But my point is, if you actually want to be a well-rounded man, you should never scoff at things that come before you.
Okay.
Right?
I got you.
Is it depressing? Yeah, I guess so. I mean, it's funny. I haven't seen it in
well, that's the thing. I'm not trying to be like
years.
Christmas cheer with depressing.
Yeah, but it's a happy ending. Like, it's got the uplifting at the end.
Oh, so I just have to cry for like 2 hours, and then I go, you know. Oh, that was nice.
Oh, well, at the end, like, it's a classic story.
Okay.
Now, again, not everybody's in the story. Like, Dan's not, I'm in this, like, you know, I'm a writer. I write film and TV, so I need to know classics. So that story
makes
alone,
yeah.
How to tell a story is a classic story.
I gotcha.
But as far as, it's not in my top five GOAT Christmas movies.
You. Some quick Eagles updates, by the way. Jeff McClain saying that no sign of Jordan Howard or Boston Scott at the start of practice today. So Miles Sanders and Kenny Gainwell, the only running backs right now on the 53-man roster. And we're still awaiting Nick Sirianni. He lets the players speak first. And I don't think you want to hear from Nate Herbig first.
Huh.
So you could have Sanders and Gainwell back. In the fold, just like you started
Ooh,
the season with.
Portland. Let me get into this, though. Do you see this?
I just saw it, yeah.
Do you saw it? The Trailblazers have fired O'Shea. Their GM, Neil O'Shea, and president, according to the Shams, has been fired. Oh. Oh, my, Judas. You know what that opens up? The road to Dame.
Which is what we're being patient for.
Can I just chant? Dame, 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 Dame. I want Dame. Can I get Dame for Christmas? Please, can I get Dame for Christmas?
That'd be a nice little gift.
I promise I'll be good. I won't even yell at Mitch. All right?
Are
I promise.
Sure?
I promise.
Are you sure?
I won't yell at Mitch. Please, get me Dame. They fired the O'Shea. That's a big deal, dude.
That is a big deal.
Dame. I got to tell you, I was listening like I do every morning to the morning show with John Kincaid and Bobby C. And, you know, my boys, I love those guys. But Johnny and Bob.
Bob shocked me the other day.
He shocked me today about Embiid.
Oh, well, yeah.
Said, who is the... Well, I don't know who could play with him. I'm thinking... Because they told him about Maxey. I got to tell you, you put Dame next to Joel, that works.
Yeah. Bob shocked me on Wednesday. We did beers with Bob. And he was talking about how he was at the point... I think he was like his toe was crossing the line of wanting to trade Ben now for whatever.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Which I was shocked by.
You can't do it. You can't do it.
Bob's one of the most patient men I've ever met.
I know. Come on. You can't do it. Dame, 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 Dame.
By the way, I want to show
Say
you.
It with me, Tunis.
Dame, 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 Dame. This is from Chelsea. Look at her mask she got. It's Macaulay Culkin.
Oh, my God. That's fabulous.
How cool is that?
That's awesome. That is great. Oh, I love it.
That's cool.
That's a good Home Alone mask. All right. Let's get back to it. Oh, man. Now I got a little hope. Is it bad to have hope? Never bad to have hope on Christmas. Rob, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Rob.
Yo, fellas, what's up? What's up?
Going on, Rob?
Happy Friday. Yo, excuse me, I got my throat. I got a classic movie for you. People don't consider it a Christmas movie, but I do. It's an Italian movie, 29th Street.
I love 29th Street. Yeah. I was telling the truth about it before. Danny Aiello and the first New York State lottery winner.
Exactly.
It's a great one. Hey, it's the Kentucky Bluegrass.
Exactly. When he says Bon Natal, kid, that's a Christmas movie in my eyes.
Yeah, well, you know, that's, listen, Bon Natal, that's from us, Rob. Like, I, you know, that's
exactly.
Our, you know, listen, I love 29th Street. It's one of my favorite movies.
Great movie.
Pop. That's not a pizza pop.
Our beach. Greg, I know it's Football Friday, but I want to talk Phillies. What's this team got to do to get back into the race?
Well, they got to get the lockout first, and then you got to go attack, right? Then you got to get a center fielder. That's first and foremost. You got to get two. You need two bats. You need two big bats. Now, we keep hearing, we had Jim Salisbury on the other day, that Schwarber was their number one goal, which is fine, but I need Schwarber and, right? I need two big bats. So Schwarber gives me balance with Bryce on the left side. Give me another right-handed bat.
They got a couple good signs in. They got that Camargo and that Corey Neville this week. I mean,
we'll see. I mean, all right. Like, but I need two bats for the lineup, right?
True.
I need two outfield bats.
We need that 2008 electricity again. That's what we need.
I agree. I miss the Phillies. And look, I'm hoping that what the Mets did, and the Mets being that aggressive, that gets under Middleton's skin a little bit, right? And forces him, it prods the ego a little bit. That's what it needs to happen.
Fingers crossed in the future. That's all we can do.
I like it, Robbie. I'll see you on 29th Street.
Bon Natal, kid. I'll see you. Enjoy, fellas.
See you, buddy. You never saw 29th Street?
No.
You got to see it. It's a great, fun. It's a fun movie.
Okay, I'll put it on the list.
Yeah.
The ever-growing.
That's the only thing is.
The ever-growing.
You're not going to watch it. Sean might be a little bit more. I might have a little more luck with Sean.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I've never even heard of that movie. 29th Street.
Yeah, I know. I'm not expecting you to have. It's a little movie. It's not a big movie. Yeah.
I'll check it out. I'll see
Danny Aiello.
Right,
it's a fun movie. Yeah.
I believe more that Sean would check it out than me. It's on my list.
Yeah, you got no lists.
I also I think that the Grinch should still be higher on that list. I think Grinch is top five.
Well, who's out?
I don't know. I feel like
You tell me. Grinch is. I love the Grinch too, but Claus is not out.
No.
Elf is not out. Christmas Story.
I would take maybe Christmas Vacation out for Grinch.
Dude,
Grinch is like number one for me.
Out Vacation.
See, I don't know. You got to have some room for the Grinch, man. It's a close six, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, I'll give you six, right? I'll even give you Fred Claus. I'm a big Fred Claus man.
I don't know
I've
ever seen that.
Polar Express. What are we missing? I know we're missing a bunch more, but I can't take out any of these five.
You know
what?
It's what's getting a lot of love, including from the D-Train, which I don't get it. Gremlins.
Oh, Gremlins is a classic.
Is that a Christmas classic?
Well, I think so. No?
Really? There's been a lot of Gremlins love.
Yeah, I think that's warranted.
A ton.
The Gremlins is a great... Yeah, my boy likes Gremlins.
Should be Die Hard should be on there.
Well, hey, listen, that's a separate...
Die Hard for sure.
Yeah, but that's a separate. I love that too.
Wow. Luis Ortiz, who surprises me every time we tweet back and forth with each other.
What's Luis say?
Any Hallmark Christmas movie is... Three fire emojis, two hearts. Luis surprised me sometimes.
Yeah, I can't rock on the Hallmark. You know, it's the same thing. Like it's like
fire emojis.
You know, it's the orphan and you know he's looking for a family and the people come in and you get the bad people and then all of a sudden he meets the nice people. They take him in. That's how it ends. Like that's the same story. I've seen that a thousand times. Right. The kid wants is a bike. They're poor. They got nothing. You know, they make the bike falls from out of the sky.
All right, one more tweet and then a text. My own personal text poured from Jim from the Palm. But I'll start with the tweet from John Brenner. He goes, he's a huge movie dude. He's usually with you on movies. He says, Nightmare Before Christmas is definitely top five. And quote, I'm jealous you've never seen A Christmas Story. Movie sucks and is the most overrated movie ever. So he's jealous that I've never seen it.
Wow. So, listen, it's overrated. I would agree with him that it's overrated. But it's, you know, it's just clear. Like, if they show it 24, I'm not going my list. This is the popular list.
Yes.
If they show it 24 hours, it was a 24-hour piece.
He's jealous that I never wasted my time, apparently.
Yeah, listen, it is what it is. My kids like it. I mean, you know, it's not. It's of the classics, the five, it's fifth.
Okay.
So I'll go that route.
And then, it's on TV as we speak. All right, I'll just watch it from here.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Jim from the Palm on my text board says, take A Wonderful Life off your list. You'd have more fun watching paint dry.
Well, I told you. You already said that. Like, you know, whatever. I mean, I'm not telling you. It should be on your list. Again, Dustin said it, and it is a classic, so you got to show a little respect.
Jingle All the Way, still getting a lot of love, man.
Jingle All the Way with Schwarzenegger, right?
Yeah, a lot of love.
Scrooge, Bill Murray. That's a good one, too. There's a couple new ones that came out.
Muppet Christmas has got a lot of love, too.
The Muppet Christmas?
Yeah.
I'm out on Muppets. I think I'm out on that one.
Shocker, Nick Sirianni late to the podium.
Whatever. I want to talk to our friends anyway. We'll see what Nick has to say, and we'll monitor it. How about that? Don't forget our 12 o'clock hour. Oh, my boy. Service First Heating and Air Conditioning. Get 0% financing for 72 months, $500 rebate when you purchase a complete heating and cooling system from Service First. That's Brian. Tell him I sent you. Learn more at servicefirsthvac.com. All right, Jim, take it away.
Well, thank you. Andrew Salchunas here for my go-to local outfitter. I absolutely love this place. It's honestly one of my favorite places on earth. It's Flacco's Shoes, Clothing, and Formal Wear in Conshohocken, right on Fayette Street, right on that main street out there. Check out Flacco's selection of Red Wing, Nike, Birkenstock, and shoes for every type of job. Flacco's offers personalized and knowledgeable service. Flacco's, they also carry sportswear of your favorite Philly sports teams, all kinds of shirts, right? They have the funny shirts, and they have the jerseys. They have old-time jerseys. They have the new jerseys. They have sweatshirts, they have jackets, they have everything four for $4 there. Scrubs and safety footwear for men and women at work. Work clothes by Carhartt and Dickies and a full line of designer formal wear. And if you need a present for the wife and kids, Flacco's carries a full line of women and children footwear. I've talked about Flacco's, how great they've been for a few years now, because that's actually where I got my tux and all my groomsmen their tuxes for my wedding 2 years ago. So I know that place for a while now. They're awesome. My friends Vince, Joe, Don, and Anthony, you have to check them out. Flacco's has been a part of the Conshohocken community since 1926. And they support local charities and other worthwhile causes, which is so cool. Small businesses like Flacco's are the backbone of our community, so support your local business for a unique shopping experience. Flacco shoes, clothes, and formal wear, or visit Flacco's.com. Flacco's, a store like no other.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
So Neil O'Shea was fired for, how about this, following an investigation into workplace misconduct. Quote, following the conclusion of an independent review of concerns and complaints around our workplace environment at the practice facility, the Portland Trailblazers have decided to terminate Neil O'Shea. They called it code of conduct out of respect for those who candidly participated in that privileged investigation. We will not release or discuss it. We are confident that these changes will help build a positive and respectful workplace environment. Now, I know that he was very prickly.
Yes.
But is that what it was?
Yeah, they launched the investigation, I think, in the beginning of November.
Yeah.
And they wanted to see what was going on, and clearly they
found... Because they said that it created a hostile work environment, intimidation, bullying, blah 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 blah, whatever. That's nuts.
Yeah, I mean there's a lot of that that's going around in these leagues. I mean, there's all those emails in the NFL that just mysteriously went bye-bye. I'm sure there's going to be... I wouldn't be surprised if we see more and more of this in all sports.
Really?
As the years go. Yeah, of course, man. I wouldn't be surprised.
How about this?
You had a guy with burner accounts in Philadelphia. Like, that was the strangest thing. Now, that wasn't the conduct like this, but it's just like...
Yeah, but that was just weird.
But all these people are kooks.
His wife. That was his wife. It was... You know, I know the whole story. It was his wife. I know the whole story.
I believe you.
You know, it's a shame that nobody will read my book. Might come to light today, probably. Hey, by the way, you mentioned the Bills, Patriots?
Yes.
How about this? You ready for this setting? This is football in Buffalo. The weather starts out in the morning. It's 50 degrees. Then a cold front comes through. Rain and dropping temperatures. That gives way to kickoff. Snow squalls.
Yes.
Winds of 40 miles an hour. Wind chills 20 degrees.
That tells me New England all over it then.
You're crazy.
You're around the football, man.
Dude, I'll bet you right now, I'll give you whatever you want. We'll go. I got Bills all the way. Bills Mafia, baby. I'll go all day. We'll do Butler. Where are we at?
I think we're tied.
I don't think so. Definitely not tied. You're probably another one, just like the Geek.
No, I'm closer than the Geek.
The Geek is 12-0 against the Geek.
I'm not shut out.
I think I'm like 8-2. I don't know where you get if you come with tied. Yeah. I think I'm 8-2, cuz you're another one. I'm gonna send you to go pick Massimo up now. Okay. Let's go.
By the way, Jalen Hurts listed as questionable for Sunday.
That was per
Nick Sirianni. Nick. Yeah.
Well, he's gonna play. He's gonna play now. You know, and here's the thing: he needs to play. See, it would have been bad because I don't know about you. Did you think of this? That if he doesn't play,
Minshew mania,
and Minshew plays. And Minshew throws for 300.
Minshew mania,
and Devontae Smith goes for $165.
Yeah.
And all I kept thinking about is, oh, my God, that would just, like, open up a whole can of worms.
That'd be a wild.
Monday would be like,
it'd be a wild
mustache,
ride.
Everybody, mustache, mustache, mustache.
It'd be a wild ride.
Like, Hurts has to play.
Per another coach in this town, Elaine Vigneault, Joel Farabee, upper body injury week to week.
Yeah, well.
So there's that.
My boy, man, he's got how many Flyers jerseys you got?
87.
Look, he's got in the teens of Flyers jerseys. Chick-fil-A, our buddy Chick-fil-A.
Yeah,
but he's got a strange one.
Before you know it, the losing streak might get to the low teens.
Dude, you guys cursed him. So VG said this. Let me throw this at you. VG says if they lose 10 in a row. Two times his back.
That's what I'm saying. You guys cursed it. Jim from the Palms, the people rooting for the song to die. And I said in this building 2 weeks ago.
We are live at Name This Restaurant Sports Bar. This joint is the greatest.
And I said 2 weeks
right
ago
on the
in this 2900 building,
Street Road, Ben Salem.
That, you know what? They're going to go on a 10-game losing streak because of you guys. And they're at 7.
Yeah.
It's pretty damn close.
All right, let's get back to the phone line. So to our friends, 610-632-0975. Neo, you're on 97.5, the Fanatic. Neo.
Hey, how's it going?
What's going on, Neo?
Good. I just wanted to give a shout out to my girls who go to Temple. The women's rugby team is playing for the championship down in Charlotte.
Really? Awesome, man. I like it. Who are they playing, you know?
Vassar.
Very good, Vassar. Wow, that's great. Go TU, women's rugby, baby.
But we're huge Eagles fans, so we're bringing our jerseys down. Don't know if you know a bar down there we should go to.
Now, this is in Charlotte?
Yeah, like Matthews, North Carolina. Man. But we could be on the way home, too, so trying to find a fun spot.
We know people down there. They'll give us a good spot. All right. We'll put it out there for you. So this is Temple. Now, this is your daughter's playing?
Yeah, my daughter, Erin and Bridget.
Oh, you get two daughters playing? That's awesome, dude.
Yeah, I'm so psyched.
Oh, I mean, you should be. When are you going down?
We're leaving at 4:00. I have a bus, and I'm decorating it now. And
really? That's fantastic.
There you go. Steamer Sports Pub, Charlotte, North Carolina, is an Eagles bar.
Steamer Sports Pub, awesome.
There you go.
This is cool, man. who's the coach?
Oh my God, I'm going to get in trouble now.
That's all right. No, we just want to give him love, man. That's awesome, dude. That's great. I love it.
Yeah. Thanks.
Listen, we're rooting for you. Do me a favor. Let us know how they do. All right. Call us back.
All right, I will. And my traditional movie is Die Hard at Christmas.
Yes. All right, listen, I'm down with that. That's good stuff, Neo. Good for you. Sean like that. Sean's a big diehard, man. So that is a Christmas, you know, got the Christmas flavor.
So I told Sean, because Sean is a rugby fan. Remember a few weeks ago he was watching the rugby while we were...
He doesn't know anything about rugby. Come on.
I coach rugby.
He coaches rugby.
Did you really?
I do. I coach now. I coach little guys. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I played for 9 years. I can't play anymore, but...
Wait, you actually played rugby?
I played rugby for 9 years, yeah. That was my sport.
Oh, I'm impressed. I know a little bit. Why would you call sweats in a jumpsuit?
It was a mistake, first off. And plus, now it's funny, so I can run with it, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. That's good.
You're lucky I didn't show
You know, I got a big rugby friend.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Australian.
I was telling you about
my man, David New. He was like a star, like a big-time great player in Australia.
I'll tell you what, next time...
Married a South Philly girl.
Next time we're here, I'll wear my rugby jumpsuit that I got for my team, and I'll wear it for you.
That's awesome, dude. I like it. Let's go to Mike. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Mike.
Too. Hey, cuz. How you
Mikey?
Doing?
What's going on, buddy?
Hey, not much. You got to don't mind me here. I'm just delivering Christmas packages to everybody.
Are you? You're doing God's work, dude. That is good.
We need you out there, man.
All you Ups guys, you Amazon people, we need you guys. God bless you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Hey, I just I love listening to you guys, man. Been listening since you came on the air here. And you do a great job, too. You get me through my days.
Thank you, brother. We appreciate that.
But listen, you guys are killing me with this Christmas movie talk.
Oh, yeah? What do you got?
It's a Wonderful Life is number one. It's a classic. Maybe what you need to do is separate categories. Maybe you need to have the top five classics, top five
I kind of push them over to the classic side. You know, I push that over. But, Mike, there's a lot of hate for it, man. There's, like, a lot of hate for it, bro. It's amazing. And I don't feel like died on that hill because I was like, you know, I haven't seen it. Well, I haven't watched watched it with my kids either.
You know what? I actually haven't watched it with my daughters either. But I think this is the year. I think they're old enough now to maybe. Cause you're right.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Well, but the message, like, I was trying to tell the message to children. It's like it's an age-old message. It's a classic story about if you were never been born, what would life be like?
You know what? You're not going to be depressed the whole movie, Chunis. It's going to have its couple moments like a lot of movies do, but it has a great ending, great beginning. You're not going to be crying the whole 2 hours.
Right. only for half of it?
Yeah, maybe three quarters.
To blow my eyes out.
But listen, you guys got me kind of like... As far as Philly sports, I'm really kind of down. I mean, I'm disinterested. I mean, the time of the year, too, I'm a big Christmas fan, so we're doing a lot of other stuff. But then I heard the...
Like, your house, you decorate the house, like, big time? Like, I always wanted to do that at some point.
Well, I have some of the decorations out, but we've been so busy. I have about 10 million lights I still have to put up yet, so I'm kind of behind.
Do you do all that? Like, do you do all the lights and the rooftops and everything else?
Yeah, I mean, I don't go Christmas vacation style. I don't get that crazy, but yeah, no, we put up a lot of lights, all the trees, bushes. We line the mulch areas. You know, I mean, we do a pretty good job.
That's impressive.
Well, listen, we gotta get Dame now. It's kind of piqued my interest here, and now I'm thinking it's a possibility again. And I think that might be the only thing that can get me out of my sports rut right now.
I'm praying. Say it with me. Dame.
Good job, man.
Mikey.
Mr. Jones is looking at me kind of funny.
Oh, Mrs. Jones, we need Dame.
All right, guys. Take care. Have a good holiday.
Same, buddy. You too, buddy. You too, man. Is that the one and only? Is that BG, the great Black Gritty in the house?
Yes.
Black Gritty, what are you doing deep in these streets, man? Come on, man. We're going to name it Black Gritty's. Fabulous. Good to see you, brother.
That's your surprise.
Good to see you. That's a great surprise, man.
You're upset. You're like, dude, who's coming? I was like, I can't tell
you. Black Gritty. I love Black Gritty. It's my man. He's good people, Black Gritty.
He is,
man. It's a good man right there. Let's go to Mark. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Mark.
How are you doing?
What's going on, Marky?
Well, you know, you got me thinking about this whole Christmas movie thing. And you know, I hear you. It's wonderful. Like, probably another category. You can put it in with, like, White Christmas or any of those older movies. But
the one thing about on 34th Street.
Yeah, but the thing about It's a Wonderful Life, I think similarly to like Charlie Brown Christmas and even like that Polar Express, I find them to be very melancholy and kind of sad.
Yeah.
If you like, and I think part of Christmas is kind of that way, so it's kind of nice every once in a while to like mix it up. Instead of everything being all like Christmas vacation-y and all goofy, every once in a while I don't mind putting on something a little more melancholy because it's kind of, I don't know, something about it kind of works. But
you like that? Yeah, I hear you. It's fine. I get your point.
You know. Anyway. But
what about a little Krampus action? Do you go, will you rock with Krampus?
Yes.
Yeah. God. So I have a question for you real quick about The Godfather, but I want to jump to something else real quick here.
Yes.
I mean, so like last night I'm watching Micah Parsons. And,
oh, I love
and, I, him. And I'm telling you what, like, it, not since Randy Moss have I seen somebody that come into the league and immediately just take it over. I mean, he should be defensive player of the year. He'll be definitely in the voting, you know?
Yes.
And we all knew it. We all knew it on draft day. It was not, he's 10 times better than I thought he would be this year, you know?
Yeah, me too. I'm with you. Brother, I'm so with you, man.
Right. So now I'm watching that and I'm thinking, you know, I know we're all worried about quarterback here. But I'll tell you right now, I would trade two of my, you know, I would trade two picks to get a Micah Parsons next year. You know, I kind of feel like.
Well, but here's the thing. The point is that you don't
want to trade
two picks.
Maybe
Dallas
I'm being
already
a little...
has, Dallas already has Dak Prescott, right? Like,
I know.
And CD Lamb, right?
No, I know. Trust me.
You know,
I'm being
that's
a little hyperbolic here. But what I'm saying, though, is that, like, I look at Hurts and I think to myself, if we have to go another year with him, but if I could have a defense building something going, I could roll with that. I mean, I get so much joy out of watching him play. If I could have a guy like that, an immediate difference maker who can wreck things.
Yeah, I agree.
Just, yeah. Yeah, all right. Quick question off of the subject. I know Godfather always comes up between you and, you know, Miss Anelli and everything, but, like, did you watch when they did the HBO thing where they spliced the first Godfather 1 and 2 together?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you approve of that, or are you too much of a purist with it?
No. I loved it. I would be real. I loved it. I watched it over and over and over again. I loved it. There were some deleted scenes. I loved it.
It's like 425 minutes or something crazy like that. But my question is, like, I have a friend who, believe it or not, has never seen Godfather. And I'm debating, do I show him that one or show him 1 and 2?
Wow. That's awesome.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I'm really on, I've been on the fence.
You know what? Here's the thing. Here's the beauty of it, right?
Yeah.
Is that if you show them the one where it's in order, right? Yeah, like yeah, where it's the whole, it's one and two together.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's really profound. And I would do that.
Yeah.
Okay. I would do that. I would.
Yeah. It's just hard because Godfather 1 and 2 are in my top five of all-time favorite movies, which is rare. That'll never happen again with a sequel. But, like, yeah. So, anyway.
No, and it's funny you brought that up because, I hear you on the purity of it, but when they're together, like, I love it. I loved it. Loved it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I found myself, like, there was a couple couple, maybe it was during pandemic or whatever, and it was just... I kept watching it. And my wife would come and go, what are you doing? You're watching this again? What's wrong with you? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm telling you. I mean, it just sucks you right in. And that, to me, is a Christmas movie, too, in a way. I always associate Christmas with that. So,
well, remember, he's got he has the sled when he gets taken.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's unreal.
Yeah.
I just think Micah Parsons. Oh, man.
I know, brother. Micah Parsons is fantastic. I'm jealous of the guy. I really am. Because they really are good. They have the quarterback, right? They have three receivers.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm not a big Taysom Hill fan, personally. I'm kind of, I think, he had an amazing,
he played well last night.
Yeah, but overall, though, when Micah Parsons wrecked him when he was on, like, the 30 and field goal range.
Yes,
13 yards. I never rooted for a Cowboy so hard. And I felt so guilty, but it was just fun watching him do that. And I was like, God, he's freaking Cowboys.
Dude, I'm with you, Mark. Great call, man. Great call. I'm so with you when it comes to Micah Parsons. I love watching him play. He's all over the field. And the shame is, remember when we talked about draft, you know I loved him.
Yep.
Unfortunately, Devontae Smith's a star. I love Devontae Smith. But unfortunately, what should have happened is you should have hit with either DK Metcalf or Jefferson, and then you could have went into Micah Parsons this year.
Yeah, and unfortunately that's
And because I got news for you. Had we had one of those receivers, we would have been all over Michael Parsons.
I would have been a Philly player.
I wanted him anyway.
Yep.
You remember that.
Mm-hmm.
We had his agent on. His agent's a buddy of mine, Andre Odom. And that kid is just a great player, man.
Yeah, he's a stud. Now, to Mark's question regarding the Godfather thing, I kind of compared, I guess, to the, even though Star Wars never did a movie like that where they pieced everything together. But remember we asked the question, whether or not you should watch it order of release or the chronological order.
Oh, yeah.
And Star Wars fans, majority said the order of release. So I would imagine he should have the friend watch, you know, Godfather 1, 2, 3, as opposed to the...
we don't need 3.
Well, right. 1 and 2, as opposed to the movie where everything's put together, the epic.
Well, but Godfather Epic is...
Oh, it's awesome. I've watched it. It's fantastic.
And if you don't know the story, you might as well watch Epic. It's easier for them. You should watch Epic.
Okay, so then you would watch Star Wars chronological order as opposed to the release.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, correct. Same thing with all, like if you go Potter, you're going to go in order. But they're in order, right?
They're in order, yeah.
I think I'm up to 4 or 5.
I think I've watched it like 8 times since you started watching it.
Are you serious? There's a lot of sticks over there, my brother.
That's a mod stick.
My boy over there is the best. Right, name this restaurant.
Hey, listen, he knows. He gives me the extra sauce because I'm the sauce man.
You are a sauce man. That's my brother right here. He's the best.
I'm the sauce man.
You know. You got it right. You got it right. Because I got it right. As we hang out on a football Friday, live at Name This Restaurant Sports Bar. What a spot. You got to come and hang out. You'll love it. It looks great, man. How about all the art?
But yeah, this is cool.
Listen, you know, Chick-fil-A's been here. How about all the cool pictures now? Incredible, right? Looks great. Oh, man. Great chef. Everything's awesome here. You got to check it out. And John is sick. John's the owner. He'll be back next week. We'll make the announcement for the name. By the way, Sunday night, you're in for a treat. All right, boxing fans, listen up. Big time pay-per-view bout. Tank Davis, right? 25-0, 24 knockouts. He defends his lightweight championship against Isaac Cruz, the pit bull. 22-1-1, 15 knockouts. It's going to be a good punch out. It's going to be one of those fights where action. And Tank Davis is a stud, right? 5-time, 3-division world champ. You got Cruz, who's got who already won twice this year, including in June. He's tough. So you're a boxing fan. Sunday night for you. You can't miss it. Unbeaten five-time world champ, boxing's hottest attraction. Tank Davis defends his lightweight championship against Isaac the Pitbull Cruz. Can't miss pay-per-view event. Davis, generational talent. He's only getting better and better and better. Squares off against the hard-hitting and hard-nosed Cruz. Two high-octane fighters. One explosive showdown. Sunday night, December 5th, 8 p.m. live on pay-per-view.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Across the Delaware Valley. Hello, everybody. We're live at the Name This Restaurant Sports Bar in lovely Bensalem. We love hanging out here. It's a great spot. We're here every Friday. It's, in fact, we will name the name. Johnny, who's the owner, buddy of mine. We grew up together, John Tripodi. He's sick today, so we'll announce it next week.
Sounds good.
But what a fun time. You can see people hanging, and Black Gritty shows up. Love
That's
the
awesome.
BG. Great whole thing. A lot of fun, man. Great conversation. Enjoying it. It's a football Friday. The Jet McClain, Jeffrey Lurie stuff, and who the quarterback is. We'll revisit that this hour. Christmas we'll give movies. You picks this hour. Hold on. We'll get to it. We'll give you picks this hour for sure. We'll suss out the rest of this Eagles-Jets thing. And yes, the Christmas movies. I have the list. All right. So this is a critics list.
Oh, okay.
Rotten Tomatoes. I'm a believer. I think they're good, Rotten Tomatoes, right? So a couple things you'll love, a couple things you'll hate.
Okay.
All right. And I got to get to the list. So number one is It's a Wonderful Life.
Okay.
On Rotten Tomatoes. Number two is Miracle on 34th Street.
Which I did like a lot when I was a kid, I'll be honest.
Number three is Holiday Inn. I didn't know this is a Bing Crosby old movie from the 40s. Number four, The Shop Around the Corner is another old movie. Jimmy Stewart. Here we go. Number five is How the Grinch Stole Christmas, but the 60s version.
Oh, so it's the cartoon.
Dude, number six, Nightmare Before Christmas. Is number six.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, but we're talking, our list is modern.
That's
the first modern movie.
And this is Rotten Tomatoes, 93 came out.
Yeah, that's modern.
The Nightmare Before Christmas, a stunningly original and visually delightful work of stop motion animation.
Oh, yeah. And I'd be getting ripped on Twitter. It's not even a Christmas music movie. Yes, it is. It's got Santa Claus in it. How's it not?
And I
want
to keep going. Little Women, Meet Me in St. Louis. That's again, Carol, 25th Carol, 2015. I never heard about it. Cate Blanchett, I don't know it. Rooney Mara is in it. I don't know. I never saw it. 2015.
Let me ask you, what's probably the newest Christmas?
That's from
movie?
2015.
Yeah, I'm trying to think that you've seen. Like
Elf? Oh, I've seen. I'll go through. No. I've seen new ones. I'll show you.
Okay. All right.
Because I watch it with the boys.
Right.
Tangerine. I never saw that. 2015. Die Hard is next. There you go, Sean.
Let's go.
All right. Arthur Christmas. I know Arthur Christmas. That's 2011. That came out.
I missed that one.
You didn't see Arthur Christmas?
No.
James McAvoy's in that.
Okay.
Everyone knows each Christmas, Santa Claus delivers presents to every last child on earth. What everyone doesn't know is Arthur Christmas is the man behind the story.
All right. Shout out to Arthur.
Yeah. Claus. Dude, I saw this one. Came out in 2019 on Netflix.
So this is better than the Santa Claus. call this guy.
Yeah, causes. Yeah, listen, this is Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
They gave it 94%.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, claws. And that's the one I was that's a good one.
Okay.
All right. The kids love the claws.
And it's on Netflix.
Rudolph. This is all in order.
Yeah.
Notice that my top five,
not even close.
Right? Rudolph. The Happiest Season from 2020. I don't know this. A romantic comedy with Kristen Stewart.
Missed it.
Edward Scissorhands.
That's not a Christmas movie.
Little Women again. A Christmas Story. That is the one that we were talking about.
The kid.
That's the first one. Then they got Jingle Jangle. I don't know that one. The Christmas Journey.
What's that one?
Jingle Jangle. Actually, I think I saw this Jingle Jangle.
Oh, you did?
Yes. I actually saw Jingle Jangle. That was another Netflix one. I think we watched it last year. Better Watch Out is a Christmas horror film. Oh, my God. They still haven't had the ones that we talked about.
Yeah.
Rare Exports, Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. You like that? James likes that. That's Robert Downey Jr.
Wait, is You Better Watch Out the Mel Gibson one?
You Better Watch Out is, no, Levi Miller.
Mel Gibson is it's called Fat Man. And people are trying to kill
Tokyo Godfathers, White Reindeer, The Man Who Invented Christmas. That's a 2017. And then finally you get the Elf.
My God, that low.
Right?
That low on the list? I guarantee you that movie's watched a billion more times than The Man Who Saved Christmas.
John Kincaid wants to know how Edward Scissorhands goes to the bathroom.
John asking the questions we need to know.
Then it goes, A Christmas Tale. Tyrone said that's from Seinfeld.
What?
That line, John stole the line from Seinfeld.
Wow, right away.
While Tyrone was running right away, the
general checks in.
General T.Y. Johnson, he runs a... That's the barber episode. Man, Tyrone is all about it. He said John stole that from Enzo.
That was like 30 seconds later. My God. There's a delay in radio and everything. Jesus.
Wow, he said to Enzo. Johnny Decay stole from Enzo. Gremlins. Who liked Gremlins? We had a couple Gremlins. Dylan, right?
He trains a Gremlins, man.
I like Gremlins, too. A Christmas Carol. That is horrible. Christmas in Connecticut, March of the Wooden Soldiers. I don't know what that's about.
That's got to be.
I don't like those wooden soldiers,
man.
Is that
a Nutcracker?
See all that stuff? That Nutcracker.
Freaks you out.
Dude, I agree.
The eyes move.
Yeah, I don't like those wooden soldiers.
My buddy growing up, his name was Mark. When he first walked in, there was a whole case of dolls. And that's where we had to sleep when we did the sleepover.
Dude, that's weird. The dolls are weird. I'm sorry, man.
I'd wake up in the middle of the night and they'd just be staring at me.
I'd throw all of them in the fire. Trading Places, a great Christmas movie in Philadelphia with Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
That is a Christmas movie, I guess.
Johnny says, I was driving. I don't know how I could steal that from anybody.
Uh-oh.
Beef. There's a Christmas beef between Tyrone, the general, Johnny Decay, and Enzo.
Yes.
The bishop's wife. I don't know that. Batman Returns.
Yeah, come on. This is ridiculous. That's not a Christmas movie. Neither is Edward Scissorhands.
Finally, you got
Bad
Santa. Home Alone still hasn't been mentioned.
That's right, yeah. That's more of a Christmas movie than Edward Scissorhands.
Charlie Brown. Now you got Charlie Brown.
I like that. It's iconic.
We keep going. Anna and the Apocalypse. I don't know that one at all. 2017. It's a zombie Christmas movie.
Yeah, I'm out. There's zero chance in my life I'll be watching that movie.
But While You Were Sleeping. I don't know that. I don't know what that is. A Christmas Horror Story 2015.
You're missing me on these. I'm not, you know.
Not even Santa Claus is safe from the evil that descends on Bailey Downs. All right? I don't know that one. Let It Snow. I don't know that one. White Christmas. The Muppets. Here you go. This is a Sean piece. The Muppet move. The Muppet Christmas Carol. Then Merry Christmas. I don't know what that is. That's Diane Kruger. I have no idea.
Say what number they are on the list yet?
I mean, we're in the 20s.
Like, that's why I want to know, like, how.
Well, I keep going back because the reason I keep going is because the ones that we talked about, no Elf, no Claus, no Home Alone, no Vacation.
Elf was on there.
What else we got? Merry Christmas or Happy Christmas. I don't know who is that. Anna Kendrick. Happy.
Oh, big fan of hers.
Yeah. Here you go, the Lego Star Wars Holiday Special.
Get the hell out of here. Now, you know what? Get this movie critic on the phone.
All right.
I got a few words.
JB says Batman Returns, a definite Christmas movie.
Why? Because there's Christmas scenes?
Finally, the Santa Claus. Finally, he shows up on the list. Then you got, you ever see the movie The Ref?
No.
That's actually a funny movie. Dennis Leary. He's a thief. And he robs he goes to rob this house. His couple fights. And nice. It's actually a funny movie. The Night Before. I don't know that one.
I saw that one.
You saw Seth Rogen?
Yeah. It's a funny movie, but I wouldn't like, I'm not going top five or ten.
Mickey's
or
Christmas Carol. Frosty the Snowman. That's the classic.
Yeah.
Frosty. Which one's got the dentist? Jalen Reger.
Rudolph. You already got to Rudolph.
All right. Rudolph, make me a wide receiver. Please, Rudolph. Finally, Home Alone makes the list.
This list sucks, dude.
The Rotten Tomatoes gives Home Alone 66%, dude.
Okay. More people have watched Home Alone than have read this article.
Scrooged. All right. The Best Man Holiday. Godmothered. I don't know what that is.
That's a Hallmark special.
Stranger in the House. I don't know. A rare slasher with enough intelligence to wind up between bloody outbursts.
Who's watching that? Christmas. Merry Christmas, honey. Let's watch this.
I just give you a very Harold Kumar Christmas.
Okay. Just get stoned and watch that. You're good.
Krampus. I do like Krampus. Kids like Krampus. Love Actually. And then finally, actually, Christmas Vacation, The Christmas Chronicles. That's there you go. That's your list.
What a terrible list. Dylan, get him up on the phone.
All right.
We need to talk to this guy.
It's Rotten Tomatoes. And by the way, Dylan.
Anyone could be a critic at this point.
Do me a favor. Get me, I need the Brian Kelly sound at some point.
Oh yeah.
Before we get out of here. Because Brian Kelly left Notre Dame, right? And he was at the LSU basketball game last night. And this guy, you want to talk about a Captain Fugazi? This guy feigns a Southern accent. He's like Rudy, the whole thing, Mr. Notre Dame. Now he's at LSU, and he's talking like this. Hello, LSU. It's unbelievable. I thought I was watching a water boy.
And the best part, Jeff Darlington, who works with ESPN, actually put a video. He said, I had to find this out for myself. He put his going away speech to the players, and then right after that did the video of him speaking to the LSU fans, and the word family was said in both. And you can hear family and family.
Family.
Like all of a sudden, like, oh, like,
what would you do? I would fire him today. You got it, Dylan? He's from Massachusetts. Thank you.
Dylan, do you have the audio?
Thank you. Thank you. Well, this is a great way to get started. And I haven't even won my games yet. It's a great night to be a Tiger. I'm here with my family.
Family.
And we are so excited to be in the great state of Louisiana, but more importantly, to be with you great fans and to be part of what is going to be an incredible ride here at Louisiana State University.
University.
What's the big R.C.? What's the big R.D.?
Are you kidding me? If I would destroy that mother father. Could you imagine seriously, if you're down there, how in the world could, that's the ultimate fugazi.
Yeah, all of a sudden you got this southern accent.
Like, dude, are you nuts? You're from freaking Massachusetts.
Hey, that's like me if I all of a sudden went down the hall and went on to XTU.
Wow, well, you like, do like it. I still don't understand you.
Yeah, but if I all of a sudden started going from 97.5 The Fanatic to XTU, like, yeah, here comes some Thomas Rhett.
Yeah, well, you like that.
I'm Andy Sale, and here comes some Thomas Rhett.
Like, I could totally see you doing that.
Yeah, but I wouldn't do that.
But I would believe you as a country dude more than Brian Kelly. Are you nuts? This dude's crazy. He's from Boston. He's from outside Boston. He coached Notre Dame. Seriously, that's the ultimate.
You know,
whose
opinion I like? Jen's. Because Jen still has the twang.
Yes, she's a country girl.
Yeah.
If I was her, I would be deeply offended. Could you imagine coming to Philadelphia and, I don't even want to say it. And you have, like, you were imitating me?
Yeah.
Like, come on, dude. Can't do that. Oh, my God.
Family.
Like, come, your homes. Yo, no. No, that's not right. And it was so obvious. That's terrible. He should get fired. I'm surprised
for that alone.
Like, Twitter, that's where Twitter's got to step in. And everybody's got to attack him. He deserves to get seriously, that's offensive to me.
Yeah, you can't do that.
I don't even like, whatever it be. I'm anti-country. It's not even my thing. But I'm offended for those people. Terrible.
It was just so weird.
Right, Sean? It's bad. That's bad, right? It's because you were reacting. You were reacting to it. That's terrible. Right, again.
I said the family. It's like Vin Diesel grew up in Tennessee. The family.
Yeah,
family.
Stop. Family. Right, exactly. Were you nuts? Be like me going down there.
Dude, that's
right. I can't wait to do talk radio in LSU.
That's tough, man.
Let's go Tigers.
Yeehaw.
Unbelievable. Henry, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's happening, Henry?
Listen, that Netflix list was fugazi. Yeah, that was horrible.
Off, right? Isn't it amazing?
That's terrible. I don't know. All right, since we're on the movie talk, though, I got a cinema trivia question here for you, Ant.
Oh, what do you got?
Name the two actors, the only two actors, to both win Best Actor for playing the same character.
Wow, they both won for playing the same character.
So two actors both win the Best Actor.
Paul Newman?
Nope. Been talking about it all day.
That's a great question. So it's... Wait a second. Oh, so you're talking about two separate movies. So obviously that's where Pacino would come in the mix. Or the Don actually would come in the mix.
So who are the actors? You tell me.
So it's got to be, De Niro, right?
Yeah, De Niro and Brando, yeah. De Niro and Brando, yep.
Right, so young and old. Yeah, but is there they're the only two ever?
To both win Best Actor for playing the same role.
Character. That's interesting. That's a great question.
They both won. Yeah. So yeah, that's
Yeah, that's a great question. Yeah, I got you. That's a great question. I love that. The reason why I was thinking Paul Newman is he played that in The Color of Money, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought that he would win it. That's a great one. That's a great question.
Quick Christmas movie, Deck the Halls with Danny DeVito. It's not a top fiver, but it's a solid, funny movie.
I'm down. Listen, I love Danny DeVito. I'm in. I'm in on that. Deck the Halls.
And that, the main reason I called, I called to talk to your partner there, and I need to repent.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was a huge hater of the two times.
Interesting.
I was a huge hater. I'll play that thing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to get a Flyers win at this point.
That's what I'm saying, man. You guys hated it, and I told you, 10-game losing streak. We're at seven.
And by the way, the next two games... You got the Lightning and the Wedge.
That's where I'm going here, right? This could get to 11. The way I'm looking at the schedule, this could get to 11. You got Tampa Bay and Colorado back-to-back here Sunday, Monday.
Right.
Now,
They could squeeze Tampa. You've been off for 3 days. You hope they get their heads together. But if you come in and lose to Tampa, Colorado is coming in the next day. That's no walk in the park.
Back to back after the Lightning, you got to go play the Lights. Oh, my God.
Then you go to New Jersey, who we just lost 4-1. Then you go out to Vegas, and we get a gift next Saturday playing Arizona. But that could be 11 games.
Could you imagine if you go to Arizona and the Ghost scores twice against you and you lose?
Let me ask,
Henry, on behalf of all the two-time haters, are you saying to bring the song back?
Listen, I just said I'd play it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for a win.
Yes.
So Dylan, you
know Henry is on the record.
Dylan,
now, I like VZ's deal. If it gets to 10, bring it back.
All right.
Play the song,
Tunis. There it is. Henry has spoken. Oh, my God.
Now, they win Sunday because the song played today. It's got to be back.
If they win Sunday?
If they beat the Lightning on Sunday because we played the song just now, it's back. It doesn't have to get a 10. The fact that they played today and they win on Sunday, do you think they're going to beat the Lightning?
No, but it is. You have a lengthy time off.
Yeah.
If they beat Lightning and Lance.
Then it means something.
Then it's back forever.
That is two wins, two times.
Right? It's back forever. Lightning and Lance.
It's a deal.
Avalon Brian, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. AB.
Anthony.
What's going on, Avalon Brian?
Listen, couple things for you. First of all, this list is horrendous, all right?
Yeah,
and honestly, it's a wonderful life. Yeah, and it's a wonderful life. You know what? I got to look at my 401k and my investments. I don't want to hear about George Bailey and Zuzu and her and his $8,000. He can shove it up his gigi with that. Get out of here. It's not a Christmas movie. Beat it. Sorry, man. It's just too depressing for the holidays. The premise of the movie is the guy is contemplating suicide. How did that scream happy holidays? Give me John McClane blowing up a building anyway.
Oh, that's great. Love John McClane.
You got to love John McClane.
I agree.
Listen, Brian Kelly, I heard that yesterday. I was floored. But then I started thinking about it as you're talking. I could see Sirianni throwing out a Hughes and a Water to try to appease us.
Don't say it. No, Nick, don't do it.
He's the kind of guy that would definitely do it.
Oh, no. Sirianni can't go Water.
It's coming.
Yeah, I was telling that. I was talking to Jalen. I said, you guys go get a glass of water.
Traffic was terrible in Schuylkill. Yeah, sure did. Good Lord.
That's a great call. AB, that's a great call, man. Fabulous. Oh, my God. Good stuff, brother. You good? Everything else good?
Everything else is good. Yo, one Christmas movie you might be missing, Daddy's Home 2. Frickin' Mel Gibson as El Padre is outstanding.
All right, I'll put that on. We got our own list going.
Daddy's Home was a good movie.
Forget about the Rotten Tomatoes list.
Yeah, screw that.
Football Fridays on the Fanatic brought to you by Pump Man Philly, the water pump expert for your facility. Contact Pump Man Philly, the guys to know to fix your flow. All right, we got a lot of people. We got one segment to hang, and we got to get everybody up here. All right, we got a pair of Nickies. I got a Billy. I got a Seabass. I got a Mike. Mike's from India. Oh, come on. We got to get everybody straight ahead. Don't go anywhere. It's Cuz Radio with Tunis. Live from Name That Restaurant and Sports Bar. Right here, Street Road, 2900 Street Road in Bensalem. All right, listen. I got to tell you about Park Sportsbook and Casino. Let me give some good picks right now. In fact, because there's a lot of good spots. I'm telling you, this weekend, first of all, Saturday at Parks, you want to go bet a couple games. One, you got to go look at Georgia against Alabama. I love Georgia to win this game and cover the 6.5. The only reason why it's 6.5 is because it's Alabama and the books think you're going to get a lot of Alabama love. I'm telling you, go after Georgia. I actually like Michigan a little bit. I like Utah tonight. Sunday, we got Birds, obviously, right? And look, that has to be it. I love, unlike the Tunis, he doesn't know anything. I like the Bills over New England. I like the Chargers. And I like Seattle. That's all of your games. And you can bet all those games on the Parx Casino Sportsbook app. Check it out. Parx Casino Sportsbook. It's the greatest. You'll love it. There every week. It's right across the street from here. It's amazing. Check it out. Go to parxcasino.com/PA. Use the promo code FANATIC. You'll get a risk-free bet up to $500. Got to be in PA. Got to be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Come on, man.
It's the work of you.
Chick-fil-A. He starts grousing. This is one of the most overrated songs. Come on, dude.
The song rules.
Ooh, come on, Chick-fil-A. That's like saying the Chick-fil-A nuggets over. It's Black Riddy. Black Riddy knows. Come on, Mariah. Come on. You can't hate on that.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about. You can't hate on that.
This song rules, man.
Yeah.
And she's still going to be getting checks.
Yeah, but you, like I said, say, come on, bro. You got to take off the jersey and open up the ears. Your boy. Who's your boy? I love your boy. He's a good dude. What's his name? Ryan.
We met at FanFest.
Yeah, Ryan's good people,
had
man.
Had a beer before.
Listen, Chick-fil-A, your family. So I can break your balls now, all right? So don't get offended.
By the way, did you hear the edit that Dylan did in the song?
No.
From the
I was just reacting to
from the beginning. There, please, Dylan.
Dude, that was awesome.
You're the best, Dylan.
Dylan, you are terrific.
Choo choo, man.
Dane. We want Dane, in case you missed it. The Dane. Dylan, you're killing it today. You're killing it, man. In case you missed it, the general manager and president of the Blazers is out. All right? Got fired for being a bully and a creep. So who cares? Come on, Maury. Swoop in. Let's get Dane. Let's go. Nikki, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Nikki.
Gentlemen, Rango.
What's going on, man?
So your Rango, he snaps his neck when he hears you?
Yeah, when I say, yeah, exactly. When I go, Rango, and all of a sudden he slithers out of his thing, his enclosure.
Yeah, all right. That's impressive. I sleep with one eye open and lock the doors, one or the other.
I don't want to see him out of his tank, you know what I'm saying?
Listen, a quick yo to Uncle Frank getting paroled today from the hospital.
Yeah, we love Uncle Frank, man.
We love you, brother.
Yeah, right, man.
Get healthy, get strong, okay? You were a major leaguer? Is that what I hear? I never knew that. You were a scabber? You were a scab major?
Yeah. I wrote a story about being a scab, yeah. 1994.
Those days, man. I remember that's insane. 1.7 million. But they're taking Christmas holidays off, right?
Yeah, I know.
It's insane.
Crazy.
It's insane. So two movies. It's a Wonderful Life. Yes, it is depressing in the beginning. Okay, but it's a great movie. Two things I want to watch during the holiday seasons is It's a Wonderful Life with beverages and Love Actually with beverages, something that.
Oh, yeah, pretty, you're a Love Actually man. James
yeah,
loves
the new one.
Love so Actually, too. How about you, Katika? Yeah. You like Love Actually? Yeah, she likes it, too. I knew she would like that.
And they sing that song. They sing a Mariah song. It was a little like 13-year-old girl, right?
Yes.
But Hallmark, look, I'll sit through those two movies with my girl, but if she starts putting on a Hallmark Christmas, I'm out. Upstairs, big TV in the bedroom. I'm out. I tell her, like, I'm out, babe. And she's like, what? No, I'm out. Yeah. So, hey, who's running the football on Sunday? Like Joe down from the brickyard?
Miles. Miles would be ready.
Miles. I guess next time.
Until he gets hurt again.
Right. Like four, yeah, two series in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Minshew will hand it off to Hurts. At that point.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. I guess Nick's not going to run the ball this weekend, then.
Yeah, buddy. You got that right.
Right, I'll let you guys go. You have a lot of guys on the line. Peace,
great stuff, brother.
Thanks.
See you, buddy.
By the way, I got some not so great news.
Oh, no. What now? It's already. Can it wait until we're out of here? I don't want to know about it.
I got to say it. An unknown number of Philadelphia Union players.
Oh, no. COVID.
COVID-19 health and safety protocols may not be available for Sunday's Eastern Conference final.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
The club canceled training yesterday while enough players were available for training to go on.
Dude,
today.
this is a freaking, we're in a sinkhole in Philadelphia sports. A sinkhole. And we can't even get in a break there.
Yeah, multiple reports.
Oh, dude, no good. No good.
Dude, that would suck. I
would suck.
You have to move that, right?
Dude, I mean. Would they move a playoff game? It's the Eastern Conference Championship.
So they were back on the field today practicing, but it was a diminished group.
Yeah, it's bad. Bo, it's Friday.
Yeah, and Curtin declining.
It's Friday. Game's Sunday.
Yeah, this isn't. That sucks. Come on.
Oh, we lost Seabass and Mike. I want to get the Seabass and Mike. I mean, look at that. Anyway, I don't know. I don't know what to do, dude. No good. That's tough. That's a shame. Nicky, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Nick.
What's up, boys? It's Nick the Heretic Jr. How you doing?
What's going on, Heretic Jr.?
I'm good. Listen, Tunis, how about Jingle All the Way, brother? Those are my cookies. Put the cookies down.
Put the cookie down.
All these cookies, those are my. Are you eating my cookies?
That's awesome. That's a great Arnold, cuz.
Yeah, listen, I definitely didn't get good reviews, but listen, me and my roommate were here the other day. I just put it on, you leave it on. It's a good movie.
Sure, that's a click and stick. Jingle All the Way.
Yeah, of course. Well, listen, you know what? I know everything's going south with Philly sports, and that sucks with the Union, man. You just said that.
I know, dude. You couldn't wait until we got out of here?
Sorry.
What the hell, right? Tunis?
Well, listen, you know what'll help?
You're some sort of news guy?
You know what'll help? Some good old positivity, all right? I think the Flyers are going to come back. I think they need this rest, and I think maybe they'll realize their talent, and they'll come back on Sunday and start beating some teams. And I just want to say, Tunis, played it two time, all right?
Look at that. Played it two times.
I'm telling you, man.
Look at this. Thank you, Nicky.
Mike G already put it in. No more two times. I'm like, yo, dude. Come on, man. If they get the belt this weekend.
Are you serious?
I need something.
No, dude. Here's the pack we got to take. They got to be able to beat. You ready? Lightning and Lance back-to-back, two-time Liz forever.
Forever. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Would you agree? That's a fair. Billy, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Billy?
Yo, what's happening, cuz?
What's going on, Bill?
Hey, first, I want to give you a quick Eagles point, and then I want to make you a rich man, cuz. I want to put little Anthony. Yeah. I want little Anthony and little Jordan Mazzulata on Easy Street.
Thank you.
So first, a quick Eagles point. You know, I was with you. I didn't have a good vibe about that Giants game, and I'm glad that both of the key leaders on this team right now, Nick and the quarterback, got to go to the Meadowlands and see what it's like to try to win a game in the winter in the NFC East, when you're facing a team that knows you well and hates your guts.
So I thought it was a victory for the team to get to a meaningful game at the Meadowlands. And I think both Jordan and Nick tried a little too hard, or Jalen, pardon me. You know, and I think both those guys, I'm looking forward to this Sunday to see if Nick can kind of right the ship again, because he's done pretty well in the bounce back department.
No, but your point, I agree. Listen, I'm with you. Like, I did not expect a meaningful game like that this late. So I agree, and it keeps coming. Yeah.
And now here's how we're going to make you rich. That whole list of Christmas movies, I didn't hear the Christmas sports movie.
So we got to come up with a Christmas sports movie.
Yeah. I mean, just imagine. Yeah. Now, maybe it didn't used to be so easy to write, but now, you know, you got the NBA, you know, basketball, there's all kinds of sports going on Christmas. But that, because, I mean, that's what I was picturing, like.
The Christmas movie. I like the Christmas sports movie.
And here's how it makes you rich, as you well know. You get that thing in regular rotation. You start getting those mailboxes.
Ah, dude, the Christmas. No, listen. You're in, man. Are you kidding me?
Who better than you, cuz, to write the Christmas sports movie?
Yeah, well, listen, I have a lot of, you know, maybes and you know, a lot of guys have never returned my call.
You and me both, cuz.
And a lot of people in Hollywood, they just lose my number.
Hey, listen, as long as the right lady answer my call, that's the only thing I care about. The rest of those guys can hit or miss, whatever. Hey,
you too, Billy. Take it easy, buddy.
By the way, there is a sports Christmas movie.
What?
Rocky IV, man. They fought on Christmas Day.
Oh, that's right.
When he saved America.
That's right. Drago, that was Christmas Day.
Hey, man, he saved America, too. Come on, man.
Dude, that's horrible.
You single-handedly stopped the Cold War, and you're not giving the credit that where the credit's due.
Dude, I don't even know why.
Best training scene.
I just don't understand it.
You're a hater.
I am a hater. I hate that one. Like, that's my least. I'd rather see him fight Tommy Boy.
Paulie's got a robot. Another one. Oh, man.
I'd rather see him fight Tommy Boy.
Tommy Gunn? Yeah, Tinker's Farm.
No, Tommy Boy. Sid, the kid, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hello, lads. It's Marcus from South Bend, Indiana calling. How are you? So happy to take the new job and be coaching the lads out there. South Bend.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Coach, what do you think, Coach? Are you going to be able to get the Fighting Irish back into the playoff situation?
Oh, no question. The lads are ready. I am ready. We're going to bring them back to the championship caliber that they belong in.
That's great.
Oh, my God, you're the greatest. Coach, you're the best, Coach. I wish you all the luck, right? Because I know, you know, I wish you the luck of the
Irish. Thank you, lads. Thank you, lads.
Thank you, Coach.
Well, hello there, sir. Thank you, Coach. This is Brian Kelly. I just want to say, treat my players right, because now that I'm down here in Louisiana, I just want you to treat my players right up there in Notre Dame.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That was... Who I don't know who called.
And he dropped.
Oh my God!
He was the new coach, man.
That was unbelievable. Oh, that was awesome. I hope you guys got it for somebody that didn't hear about the Brian Kelly story. He leaves Notre Dame and he goes to LSU basketball last night.
And in 24 hours,
he develops a Southern accent.
Dylan, do you have the before and after audio from Jeff Darlington? And if you do, could you play that?
It's unbelievable. It really is. It's incredible.
Dylan?
So our caller was talking about Marcus Freeman, who was named the coach of, after Brian Kelly of Notre Dame, which is why he had the brogue.
Yeah.
Whoever that was, you are awesome. And you hit me right out. I didn't even expect it. Yeah, it was awesome.
That was
it was great. Like, that was fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Alan, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Alan!
I knew I was going to have to follow that guy. That's so unfair.
How great was that?
That was unbelievable. And that Kelly is a real, I can't say it on the air. But
I know. I know, Alan.
POS. E-O-S. He really is. Anyway, this is a great show you got going today. I haven't been listening the whole time, but can a Jewish guy comment on Christmas movies?
Of course, my brother. As long as you're not telling me you're going to get Chinese food.
No, that's cool. First of all, nobody goes to the movie theaters anymore, but that's what I used to do.
I was joking around with it.
I'd rather go to a Sixers-Bucks game like I did in 2019.
Alan. Yes.
Anyway, has anybody said A Christmas Carol? I mean, there's so many great versions of it, and that, to me, that's the movie embodies the whole spirit of Christmas and everything, whether you go with 1939, Alistair Sim, or Reginald Owen, or 54. I mean, to me, that's a great movie, but I will turn in my man card here. I also am a big Love Actually fan, and when you look at the cast of great actors and actresses that actually played in that movie, it's unbelievable the top theater people and working, Alan Rickman and Colin Firth and Bill Nighy and Emma Thompson. It's just unbelievable who surfaces in that movie, and I think it was great. Also have a slight bone to pick with the caller. Great call about De Niro and Brando winning Oscars for the same role, but they did not both win for Best Actor. De Niro was supporting actor.
Yeah. Yeah,
but anyway, I don't think the Eagles will have. It's frustrating. I know your expectations. You keep saying no expectations. But the Eagles got me sucked in. I'm one of these playoffs, and what they did at the Giants is just horrible. But they're still alive, and if they beat the Jets, I'll probably be still psyched for playoffs and.
Alan, I hear you, brother. I get it. I'm the killjoy, right? I'm just looking at it like, in a very kind of robotic manner, right? Like I look at it more clinically than anything else. So that's no fun.
Yeah. Anyway, you guys, I'll let you get to somebody else. It's a fantastic show.
It's always great talking to you, brother. And great, great contribution. You're right on, as always. You know your theater. You know your arts, Alan.
So we have the audio from Brian Kelly. This was the same week, mind you. So this is Brian Kelly speaking to his players at Notre Dame that he's leaving. And then his...
All right, let me hear it.
Go ahead, Dylan.
Incredible 12 years of my life. For me and my family, being here at Notre Dame...
It's a great night to be a Tiger. I'm here with my family. We are so excited.
You can't do that. He said family, and then family. Like, come on,
What's the big idea? What's the big idea?
It's the same week.
Oh, no, that's horrible.
Listen, if it happens over like a year, it's still not real.
Exactly.
But within a week?
Listen, I lived in Chicago, right? I lived there for a long time. Whatever. I come back. My accent changed. No. I say Chicago. I'm going to go have some pop. No, I didn't say any of that. All right? Listen, I'm sure you could put me in Sydney, and I'll still have a muddy Philadelphia patois. That's just what it is. You don't go, and it's 5 seconds later. Yeah, oh, my family. Are you nuts? That's just a creep. Super creep. My Lord. Andrew! I got to get an Andrew up here, Andrew!
Anthony, Andrew, tis the season. How you fellas doing?
Good to hear from you, brother. I got 40 seconds.
All right, done. So with accents, I've been down here for 12 years, okay?
Still walk right out of Southwest.
And I went to the Delco, so pretty close. So I sat there, and I downplayed the accent when I first moved down. Nobody was buying anything. And then I started talking like me, and all of a sudden money started flowing in the door like nobody's business. So you got to be authentic. I can't talk about the Eagles. You don't want to hear me. I'll get too upset. But here's the thing. It's a Wonderful Life is the epitome of Christmas.
I sit there, I make Pizzelles on my grandmom's iron, right? I drink half a bottle of Jameson because I got to represent the Irish side too.
Oh,
I sit there
great.
With the fire. I look at It's a Wonderful Life, and it's not depressing. That's life. You understand? Yeah. You're down, you're up, and it does
I got to go. Wait, I got to run. That was awesome. That's a great call to end it, man. That's a great call. All right, we're out of time. Stay tuned. The Mikey Miss, the General, T.Y. Johnson, and Jan is coming up next. All right. Thanks for everybody here. I named that restaurant Sports Bar. We will have a name when Johnny comes back next week. I promise you. Have a great weekend, everybody. We love you. Go Birds. We'll see you on Monday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.